It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Sneezing from the pollen, the chain caught my shoestring, hit the center bar on my bicycle, and almost lost my bearings. I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet, and sand where the sun don't shine. Sunburned at the beach, in pain the whole darn night. So much skin peeled off my back, you could make a set of Samsonite. I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet, a lot of sand where the sun don't shine. Putting on a cold, wet bathing suit, mosquitoes and bees and tetanus shot. In the derriere, something's crawling at the foot of my sleeping bag, and flaming marshmallows in my hair. Drop and roll. Caught a baseball with my face. Potato salad in the sun. Salmonella steps up to the plate. Listeria gets the run. Oh, I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet, and sand where the sun don't shine. I got sunburned at the back of my throat, and sand behind my eye.
Good morning! Hello! From coast to coast, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Many portions of the upcoming program have been pre-recorded, meaning they've already happened. And they're about to happen again. So where was I? Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to have you here. It's the Bob and Tom Show.
With us in the studio, as I mentioned, comedian Greg Hahn.
Look for my new show coming out.
What's it called?
Dog Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, look forward to it.
Yeah, I heard you had Bill Gardell on the show yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
He's great. He's successful. That's just because he takes any part he can get.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I'm very picky. I'm waiting for the specific part. You know what I mean?
Which part?
I want to play an anesthesiologist where one arm is shorter than the other.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's picky.
That is specific.
Now, are you going to need a prosthetic, or can you...
I can barely say anesthesiologist.
Oh, it's exciting.
Alexa, fart noises for 30 minutes.
You know, my Alexa has started going off all the time now. I don't know if my TV's too loud or what. But I know when we say, Alexa, what's the weather? There's an Alexa out there that just went off and telling the people the weather. That happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have been reviewing a number of things. It's Trucker Request Week.
Yeah. It's
Trucker Appreciation Week.
It's almost like, you know, I know how ghosts feel now when they try to get a hold of people. I'm over here! Anyway, I'm just like, I don't exist. And I laugh so hard at your awful, awful, mean-spirited joke. I'm still laughing, and I can't get your attention.
I was trying to point out that television back in the 60s, in spite of all of the nostalgia, a lot of it was dreadful. And if you were a kid and it was a rainy day and it was like a Saturday afternoon,
I love a rainy night,
and there was nothing on TV, and you'd go through the three channels, and you'd end up with Mitch Miller and Sing Along with Mitch. And, you know, it's like, no rock and roll on TV, just this crap. Here's another one. You want to hear another Mitch Miller song?
Yes.
Nope. Really?
Nope.
By the light of the silvery moon,
snowy, pure white moon,
I want a spoon.
Kids, what you're hearing here is a vinyl record.
You know,
for those of you who don't know why it's not crystal clear.
Forkin'.
No, but I mean, it's those arrangements. It's how can we take all of the soul out of any song?
You two hear me, right?
I hear you, yes.
Krista, who are
what's
you
your problem?
To?
Are you still talking about? You trying to change the subject for the 50th time?
Right.
OCD boy.
All right, fish. What
you're gonna start? You're gonna think you're gonna be like Bert Campbell and think that you are invisible and just start snapping. And... Here's one
you
of the fattest things I've ever
OCD?
Done.
I know what I talk about because I.
Who's got the fat thing?
I once ate a six-pack of Hershey's bars while dipping them into a can of frosting, and yes, I made an icing sandwich with two Hershey bars as the bread.
Wow.
That makes my stomach
hurt.
Yeah, I
might
about it.
My stomach would hurt.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugar.
But bravo.
Won't you come home, Bill, baby? Won't you come home? She mows the whole day long.
She works the whole day long? Is that what he's saying?
Kenny Arnoff on drums.
Don't insult Kenny like that.
Who's on the accordion? That is some bad music, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking about
why
this because
why won't Bill Bailey come home anyway?
Because they're singing that crappy music.
He's telling me if you pulled up to like an Oktoberfest and they were playing that song, you wouldn't be a little happy. Like, oh, this is fun and jovial.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm telling you.
Wow, chick, I know how you feel. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, what, Tom?
Oh, I'll do the cooking, darling.
Just
then
dreadful.
We'll go.
Okay, here's, do now, that again.
So, Christy, you say, what was the story now? Some guy.
No Irish allowed in a restaurant.
No Irish allowed.
Oh, yeah. You're waiting for him to segue into.
And what's up with the Jews?
Wait, some horrific anti-Semitic,
yeah.
You know, anti-gay, Jesus. Whatever. This is just. And now everyone here is really white, and here it is.
I've been working on the railroad.
And let's bring in some.
Like a Chinaman.
I was going to say, let's bring in a Chinese gentleman with one of those weird hats on. Yeah. How about some kung fu, egg foo young, buddy?
Have you met the fruit that moved in next door?
I've been working on the railroad.
Okay.
Just
all right.
Okay.
We need to get a chorus, like a men's chorus, and start doing these songs.
All white guys.
Right now. All white guys.
Try to take all of the rhythm and soul out of
next
this song.
Door.
What we should
Why
do.
Why aren't there women cooking in yeah. the kitchen?
Has your wife talked back lately? I noticed she had a black eye.
Maybe do a. Maybe do some really, really soulful stuff or some hip hop.
Why don't more people know their place?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Baby's got back.
Oh, my God.
If you babysit my kids, I'm allowed to touch you.
Allowed to touch you. I'm allowed.
On the ride home.
And now the Mitch Miller chorus. This is how we do it. Touching little boys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're blaming me? I'm just saying, that's how bad television
was. I'm
not
here.
Well, Christy, you're the one that brought up the garbage man that found this thing of Mitch Miller.
This is how it started. That's right. I thought this was doomed.
Time out. I believe Josh told us that.
Betty wants a raise. Better show me those cans.
Betty wants a raise. Oh, God.
Could we write some horrible 60s songs? Don't tell the wife I'm putting it here.
Yes. Oh.
We're underway on a Tuesday morning. Coming up later this hour, the famous cup check contest from 2016 with Josh and Tom and comedian Jeff Bodart. But next, comedian Jordan Rock. You're going to hear that next here on the Bob and Tom Show. Stick around.
Bob and Tom.
This is the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Studios for a Tuesday. This is Christopher here, the Bob and Tom cast course on vacation this week, but the morning fun continues as we sit in and play you some of the highlights of the Bob and Tom Show, like this one, comedian Jordan Rock, who was in studio just about a week ago. Let's listen in.
Thanks very much for joining us. The lovely lady is Christy
Thank
Lee.
Thank you, Tom.
The legendary Ace Cosby handling the engineering duties today. Good morning, Ace. That would be Chick McGee across the way at the sports desk.
Hi.
I've got a question for Josh in a matter of seconds. Just joining us in the studio, he is comedian Jordan Rock. Good to see you, Jordan.
Hey, good to see you guys.
Looking good. I've got a couple questions for you in just a second. But first.
Well, that sounded a little
Why wouldn't you? We want to get to know him. Yeah.
I know. I feel rude not going right to our guest. He's taken the time and trouble to get up to join us.
However, Josh said something in conversation.
What did I say innocuously now?
No, you came back in here. And
it would give one pause.
And Christy said, did you get to eat any of
We had a biscuit for breakfast, and I said, did you eat a biscuit? And you said.
I said, yeah, I just shame ate one in my office.
So you left this room, got one of these breakfast biscuits, yes. Went to your office to eat it so no one would know.
Not so that no one would know, so that no one would watch me eat it. Because here's the thing.
I heard I came ate one in my office. I thought it was so good.
Are you still eating one?
Yeah. They're great.
Chick does it on the air, so
I'm the opposite. I want to be
Hey, Jordan, would you like something to eat?
I'm all good. I'm really just admiring how good you guys are at not giving any product placement. That was really good. Yeah. You guys are just breakfast biscuit was so crazy. This breakfast biscuit. I'm like, these guys are pros, man. They really know what they're doing around here.
Well, I didn't see it. I wasn't out there. Are they good?
They're great.
They're unbelievably good.
They're really good. I've been actually wanting to wake up early enough to eat one of those for 8 years. And today I finally got to do it.
Yes, good.
I was watching a tape of you earlier this week video, and your voice is so great. I just love your speaking voice, but where did you grow up? What is that? Is that a New York accent?
I have everything in my voice. I grew up in South Carolina. I was born in New York. I've been in New York the last 10 years.
Because I'm usually pretty good at pinning it down. I couldn't pin down where you were from.
Yeah, it's got a little twang to it. I say certain words real New York, and then I say certain words real country.
Mm. Now, we were having a discussion.
That's weird.
This is certainly unpleasant and awkward, so I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, good.
Owen Benjamin. 6 foot four.
What a jerk, right?
6 foot four white guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He calls everybody bro.
But he doesn't, like he said, he doesn't emphasize it. It's pretty natural coming from him.
See, I would never be able to pull that off.
No. I couldn't either.
And it would be like governor or something like that, probably. Hello, governor.
It just seems to be, I think it's cultural what is it? Cultural appropriation. I think it's ridiculous. I don't know.
You don't like it?
I can't pull it off. Not, for example.
But you're not
are you just jealous? Is that all it is?
No.
Yes.
You sound really defensive right
now.
Tom's
saying it started in, he thinks it started in the black community. And
it
then
did.
It's appropriated.
I could remember being at the airport. I remember being at Cleveland Hopkins Airport, and there these guys were all dressed in the same sort of suits, and they all had what are those sewed-on badges called? Like patches.
Yeah.
And I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was like Bro Davis. Bro Johnson, and that was in the 60s. So when I was a kid, I thought, oh, so they got the bro thing down, and now it's a bunch of white frat boys. Hey, bro, it's cultural appropriation.
Are you just mad because you were too scared to do it back in the 70s?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Like you saw it in the 70s, you're like, I could never do this, and now you see everybody doing
it. Never been able. Jordan, I shake hands like this. I can't do anything that's not. I don't know the high five thing. I feel like I'm faking it if I try to do that. Now, how do you shake hands?
Let me tell you, if you're doing high five, look at the elbow.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the elbow, perfect high five every time.
Nope. Is that what you're supposed
to do? Oh, you never miss.
You never miss.
Oh, I'll be done.
Jordan and I fist bumped. We did not shake hands.
Yeah, because you were eating that breakfast sandwich.
Right. That's right.
I was neck deep in this biscuit.
Because Jordan and I shook hands.
He shook hands with me as well.
Well, that's because you emerged from your eating lair.
Your came eating, or is it your cum eating? I'm not sure.
Shame eating.
Shame eating.
You keep I heard
Are you still eating that breakfast biscuit?
Yeah.
Do you shame eat at home by yourself? Do you go in another room?
No.
Do you have to go in another room?
So that the TV doesn't see me? Or I don't accidentally catch my reflection?
Yes. I got a question for you.
I heard came, I swear to God.
I know
Sometimes we hear what we want to hear.
I'm especially paranoid about everything in the world. When you're, like right now, I've got this, I've got a couple computers on. Can this computer see me?
Theoretically.
Can someone hack in and watch me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are those people? You believe that?
Yep.
I don't know.
I've just heard that it's possible.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I don't really care.
I don't care. Yeah. They're not going to see anything.
And if they do, what do I care?
I picked up Josh's phone, and I just picked it up, and it just said, enough.
He thinks all I do is masturbate.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they hacked my webcam, that's all they would see. It's just that. I'd be like, what are you thinking?
Do you feel awkward using that phone and then calling your mom on it?
I don't really use the phone.
He doesn't think about it. It's all one. It's all one to him because he'll be doing one thing and then his mom will call and it just pops up on the screen.
That's got to be a boner.
Oh, does her picture
killer.
Pop up when she calls?
No.
Well, that's
none
awkward.
None of this ever happens.
That is really
lies.
I like the way you open up about yourself.
I've been too honest on this show. I rarely look at anything, at any porn on my phone.
You're like, the screen's too small for you. You're like, I just need the whole thing. I need the full desktop.
I have to set up the projector.
Yes, they can't fit both boobs in. Apple hasn't done that yet.
Always got the Apple TV, so you can go through your TV now.
I don't have an Apple TV.
Oh.
You do.
Which is fascinating.
No, I don't. Well, I do, but it's not.
Yeah,
Chick,
when are you going to help me out with that?
That's the first product I heard you guys.
31st of September, I'll be
You told me that you would help me, so I went out and bought them, and now they're sitting in a box.
It's incredibly simple to do.
Not for me.
So you'd think you'd just take the time to do it real quick.
Right. You'd be a friend, a true bro.
No.
Because I understand.
If you lived nearby,
I'll buy you dinner or lunch.
No.
Jordan, are you pretty electronically savvy?
I can hook up an Apple TV. Yeah, I can do that.
See? Yeah.
Now, by hook up, you mean plug
I mean
in and not
you
like,
don't have sex with it.
Not
no.
Hook, no, no, I mean like hook me up with a low price on
oh
one.
Oh my god!
Oh no!
He's not selling them out of his trunk.
Okay,
I mean, I might know a guy, but
because Jordan's a black guy, you thought he's going to steal an Apple TV?
No,
and
it's because
sell it to you at a low price. That's exactly what you.
No, because he used the street phrase hook up.
No, that's not a street phrase.
That wasn't a street phrase at all. I really meant hook it up to the TV. How do you? I know how to install an Apple TV. That's the problem.
That's how you have to talk around town.
Anytime he says hook up, because he's black, you think, oh, that's a hip phrase.
Now, when you say hook up, doesn't that mean to have a coitus with a lady friend?
Context, man. Context clues.
Like if I saw you tomorrow, you'd say, well, hey, Tom, it was nice meeting you. And by the way, I hooked up with a...
Yes, that's fine. Yeah.
How do you describe an attractive woman? Hot babe? What's the current parlance?
What's the proper adjective I use these days?
Shorty!
No, you know what? I'm more
Shorty.
Of a cutie.
Cutie.
Okay, yeah.
Cute chick.
Oh, she's a cutie. Yeah.
A cutie.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it is. Is that just you, or is that a
That might just be me. That might just be me.
What do you mean? You think he gets a newsletter every
I can't keep up.
Here's the terms we're using.
We have a meeting every Tuesday.
It's called The Black Gentleman, and it tells you all, dime piece is out.
By the way, bitches and hoes, very 90s.
You know, you say that every time. The B word. You say that every time.
Bitches and hoes? That's because I got my Hip Hop Time Life series, Volume 1, Bitches and Hoes.
Exactly. It starts right at the chronic one. And it doesn't go any further. He's still stuck in the G-Funk era.
I got to Volume 2, East Coast, West Coast.
I apologize to everyone. I'm very, very sorry.
Me too.
Jordan Rock is our guest, distinguished comedian, possessor of a great voice and a great wit and charm. And are you a single guy, married guy, kids? What's happening with your life?
I'm single, man. I'm single. I'm out here right now.
Got any kids?
No, not that I know of.
You want one? I got 7.
No, I'm all good.
Okay, just asking.
I'm wrapping it up. There's two things I don't need. It's an STD or a KID. Can't get rid of those.
Yeah.
You know, every time you say have 7 kids, it's like you're a cult leader. I have 7 kids.
Well, sometimes I forget. I'm by myself.
That's an amazing
I'm by myself
nowadays.
This week.
I'm the youngest of 7.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of 7, so I was tortured.
Oh, by the sounds,
yeah.
I'm the youngest of 4. What's the span between the oldest and the youngest?
My oldest brother is 25 years older than me.
Whoa.
Okay.
So you barely know him.
I know him. He's pretty cool. Okay. He's pretty cool. I see him sometimes. My mom had him at 20. She had me at 45.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she thought she was done, and
that's
then I popped
amazing.
Out.
So you are the surprise baby. You are like your seed was awesome, and that egg was just waiting for you.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Now, did your mom ever tell you what your name was going to be if you were a girl?
No, she didn't, actually.
Children's names start with J?
No. My mom had me after she had menopause. So she thought that I was cancer.
No.
She thought she was sick.
She thought she was sick.
She didn't know, yeah.
And there's a tumor swelling in
right.
her
back. Yeah, exactly.
Oh God, she thought I was
started
bigger.
Kicking her. And, yeah.
That is
amazing.
It's amazing. Not very funny. It's scary, really. But that's weird. I didn't know you could get pregnant post-menopause.
It's a miracle, man.
Christy?
God, I hope not.
God, would that be good for the show?
No.
You just need to find a guy that can go deep.
Wow.
We already went through two, okay?
Okay, sir. Right.
I took care of it.
Okay. All right. Just asking. That'd be more. Who's the basketball guy that just had his third kid?
Yeah, I have my tubes tied.
Who's the guy that just had his third kid post-vasectomy? We were just talking about him.
Cornerback, Cromartie.
Antonio Cromartie.
Always take. That right. Correct.
Jordan, have you had your...
he might want to have kids someday.
Fast Deferon soldered closed?
No, I just pull out. I'm still there. I'm still using that. I'm still using that method.
Well, from what I understand, it's 99.9% effective.
It really is.
Guess what, fellas? No.
Guess what? Yeah, if you want a kid.
Did I mention how many kids I have? Okay, good to know. Jordan Rock's hanging out with us. What's happening in your life? You got a new car? You got a boat? Anything fun?
A new car?
I got a new car. I did get a new
car.
There
you go. See? Now, where do you live now? Do you live in L.A., New York? What's?
I'm living in L.A. now. L.A.'s
nice.
You
have to have a car.
Yeah. You got to have a good car.
Yeah, I got a Jeep.
All right.
Oh, nice cool. car.
So does Christy. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is it a Jeep? Like a Wrangler?
Yeah, I got a Wrangler. Soft top.
Yeah. Nice. That's a beach car.
Drop top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Cruising around playing the Beach Boys. Everybody was surfing.
With your surfboard on top.
I always the Beach Boys music always intrigues me because every time I listen to the Beach Boys, I'm like, you would have never guessed the civil rights movement was going on at the same time.
You're right. It's pretty carefree.
Like, I would have never thought this was going on at the same time Selma was
Hang on a second.
If you put the Selma march and put the Beach Boys music underneath it, it would be different.
In my room.
Right.
Like, I listen to that. I'm like, this was going on the same time?
My whites only room.
Yeah, that may be the most profound thing ever said on this show. Thanks for coming, Jordan. That's amazing. That's so true. Yeah, this is probably too serious to bring up, but I'm watching I'm watching that PBS Vietnam series right now.
Uh-huh.
Have you
watched
any of this thing?
I haven't.
I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah.
Watching that.
Well, there's a point I'm going to make here, which is a little bit lighter than some. But they obviously use a lot of period music in there. And wow. Yikes. It's some pretty scary stuff going on. But the music brings you back to certain times all the time. And you are dead on about that. The Beach Boys, you don't really see. Doesn't really fit.
Those are really happy songs.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like everyone was surfing.
Their biggest concern is like whether or not their dad will let them use the car.
Yeah.
Little do scoop. You don't know what I'm
doing. I'm picking up good vibrations. My draft card isn't existing.
It's intriguing to me. I'm like, this is so good.
So who do you listen to? If you were in the car right now by yourself, by the way, do they still call it a hoopty or is that gone?
No, a hoopty is a bad car.
Right.
Like a crummy car? Bad or because bad means good half the time. I can never figure it out.
Crummy car.
Okay, thank you.
It's a crummy car.
I'm just trying to clarify. So what would you be listening to typically?
What would I listen to? I like to listen to a mix. I like to listen to like a balance of like actual good music. And beautiful ignorance.
Yes.
So, you know, I go from, you know, old school rock, like maybe like Nirvana or like Gorillaz. That's not old school. That's like pretty current. And then I'll just go straight to Migos, 21 Savage. And then I'll go like Mac DeMarco. And then I'll come right back to something 10 times more ignorant.
Wow. Now, if you have
you might as well be speaking Portuguese.
Correct.
Unless it came out in 65 to 75, he has no idea.
What's not true.
You don't know any 21 Savage? You don't know any 21 Savage?
No,
Gorillaz. I listen to Gorillaz.
Here's what I like to listen to, Jordan. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but...
Don't, please. Won't you come home, Bill, baby?
This is...
Won't you come home?
Mitch Miller.
This is the way God intended music.
Mitch Miller and the Fighting Caucasians.
The races over there.
We'll go beat up some queers.
God.
You know, I think Kanye sampled that.
Yeah. It wasn't Kraftwerk,
it was Mitch Miller.
When I was growing up, that's like the worst music ever made.
Yep, pretty much.
Awful. Now, if you have a lady in your Jeep, is there a special thing you go to? Is there like a go-to tune as you're driving home and it's dark?
What is my go-to tune?
Something kind of, I don't know. Kind of sexy, kind of. I believe Josh.
What is your go-to tune, man?
Oh, he has like, no go-to.
Can you give me a reference track so I can think?
Once again, I have some very young children, so let's see. What was I reading last night? Something like
Corduroy the Bear.
Yeah, I forget which one it was.
No, I mean, what song did you play? What song?
When you were wooing a woman. Yeah.
When you're wooing your girl, do you? Do you ever?
I don't even have a. You know, I have this. I used to have the same car you have.
Grand Cherokee?
Yeah, and mine was stolen, as you know. But right. I'd owned the thing for a year, and then one day I hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden a thing popped out for a CD, and I went, this has a CD player.
You are a master at skirting a question.
Yeah.
No, my point is I really don't have a go-to.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever sung to a woman face-to-face, serenaded her a little bit?
Absolutely not.
Look how uncomfortable he got. Well, with you just saying that.
I think that is kind of an uncomfortable. Have you ever done it, chick?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh dear, what were you singing?
I don't remember.
Jordan, you ever sing to a lady? Can you sing? You have a good voice.
I have a horrible singing voice.
Let's answer Josh's. Have you ever?
Josh has probably done
I've
it.
I've tried
because Josh is a good singer. Josh, you were in the.
You've never done it?
No.
You were in the. You were one of the all male singing high boys at what was the name? Of your school?
I was in the show choir.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Did you call his male singing group the High Boys? What you said?
I just made that up. Sorry. We're going to come right back.
No, we're not. I'm leaving.
Coming up next on the Bob and Tom Show, the infamous Cup Check Contest from 2016. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up next here on the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show for a Tuesday. This is Christopher in the Napa Auto Parts Studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming soon, a brand new Bob and Tom t-shirt. All you need to do is check in periodically with BobandTomStore.com. There's all kinds of stuff on there, tumblers and koozies and openers and camo hats and classic logo t-shirts, all that stuff. BobandTomStore.com. You want to check in. Right now, it's the infamous Cup Check Contest from 2016. If you can picture this, Josh and Tom and comedian Jeff Bodart standing over three girls who are lying on the floor with baseball bats, and the guys are wearing protectors, and there's a quiz involved. And then when they ask a question and they get the question right, they get to choose who gets hit between the legs with the baseball bat. If they get it wrong, they get hit in the nuts with the baseball bat. I think you'll catch on to the process here. It's the infamous Cup Check Contest from 2016 on the Bob and Tom Show.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. We're a little bit discombobulated here. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We're getting ready to head to the Performance Studio, which is just through the glass.
Shouldn't that be the ballroom today?
and I can see our guest hosts, Josh Arnold. Josh, by the way, on his way to St. Louis, where you will be at the Funny Bone starting what day?
Thursday night.
Thank you very much. And comedian Jeff Bodart is right there as well. And then several ladies from our staff. I see Grace.
Hello, ladies.
I see Casey. And, there we go. There's Jessica. Okay. Now, the girls all have, they all have bats. Chick, are you in there?
Hello again, everybody. You're looking live at the bat hitting ball competition.
Okay. Now, explain the Draymond Green thing, and I'm going to walk in there to prepare for my role in this event.
During the Western Conference Finals between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors, at one point, Draymond Green, a couple games ago, actually, no one made mention of it, but Draymond Green kicked Stephen Adams of the Thunder. Draymond Green of the Warriors kicked Stephen Adams of the Thunder.
in the testicles. And then the very next game, he got kicked. A couple games later, game four, this happened in game two first, game four, same thing happened. And Draymond is saying that it was inadvertent, and it certainly wasn't.
It's follow through. Mm-hmm. And it's clearly on purpose.
And it was clearly on purpose.
You see, he's up in the air, and he scissor kicks him right in the crotch.
That's right, yeah. He said in grabbing the rebound, that's what his legs do.
Okay, now, we have set up a I notice we have microphones at crotch level here.
Oh, yeah. This doesn't.
I like those especially. Yeah,
Oh, yeah, they do.
And the reason is why?
Well, because we're going to run through some a quiz.
All right, now.
And if you get the answers incorrect, you're going to get hit in the balls with a plastic bat.
Hey, look, it was great being here this morning.
Yeah, really. What kind of game is this?
So this is what you went through in gym class, Tom?
Now, in gym class, we used to do what they called the cup check. And this would be in football, not really in gym class, in football, and you'd have your uniform on. And the coach, you'd line up and you'd spread your legs about a foot and a half. And the coach would walk by.
I played 4 years of high school football. This never happened.
Yeah. Well, I went to a very tough inner city.
Yeah. Inner city kind
of. I went to a prep school and I was all boys.
Well, we've got jock straps.
But
and,
then the coach would walk down the line and he would whack you in the groin with a stick. Wow, and if you didn't, he'd go, cup check.
Mm-hmm. That'll wake you up. Yeah.
And, if you didn't have a cup on, you'd be on the floor.
Well, that's awful.
Rolling around in the fetal position.
Today he would be in jail.
We
never wore cups in high school football either.
How did you not?
No, we didn't. I mean, I remember getting hit one time in the testicles by a helmet. One time.
Oh.
Jeff Brown,
I wanted to die.
Comedian Jeff Brown said, when you get hit in the balls, the room gets humid. Oh, the time slows down.
So many
emotions. Are you really passing out underwear? Look at that.
Yeah, now we're passing out the protective gear.
Clearly not the right size.
No, it's far too small.
Sort of a banana hammock. These are exotic.
No, it's an athletic supporter.
But look at the nature of this.
It's not a banana hammock. It's a regular jock strap.
These are new, right?
These are brand new and fresh.
Well, there's not a pocket.
These are new, says a germaphobe.
Just checking.
And we're going to put these on the outside of our trousers.
Well, thank God for little
good
favors.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that would be.
And,
you're not.
Right. I guess you put the supporter
you put
on
that
first,
on, and then you
and then
slip it in.
Yeah.
It's
as
you
if
can't
you've never
slide
seen
it in.
These before, fellas.
All three of them.
It's been a while. Now, are we putting this out on FaceTime Live? Dean, you had a comment?
So while the guys are trying to get strapped up here, to explain the rules, Chick will be giving each of you a question. Right. You'll have to answer the question. If you get your question incorrect, you will be hit.
You see them.
However,
these
if
on.
You answer correctly, we almost
Tom is holding on to Jeff Goddard.
Tom is putting the jock strap on over his clothes, and he almost fell over.
You guys look so silly.
These things are rather.
Now, if you
cumbersome.
Answer your question correctly, will be able to assign your hit to one of the other players.
I love that rule. So,
if these are trivia questions, what are the topics?
There's a variety of topics.
Now, shouldn't we go the first round with no cup?
No. Maybe a guitar?
That's probably a no.
Okay, hang on a second. This is rather snug. Okay.
Really?
Is it too small for you, Tom? Is that
I adjusted the ass straps.
It's way
and
too tight. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Oh.
I feel like I'm wearing
I think I got one in. There's the other. Okay.
This is so disturbing.
This is like
look
a cod piece. I feel. Who are those tiger trainers? Were they
Siegfried and Roy?
Siegfried and Roy. Ever see that guy? The one guy.
His cod piece enters the room first.
He had a cod piece the size of a 70s era stereo.
That's right.
I'm going to tuck the front of my shirt in a little bit so you can better see.
Yeah, Tom, we can't see yours.
There you go.
Yeah, there's
okay. Now
we have batters.
If you're not watching this on the Bob and Tom media platforms, you're really missing something.
How did you get the second one in?
It took some maneuvering.
You have a shoehorn.
Please stop playing with
it.
We anticipated.
I don't know about you guys. I'm fine.
Tom's massive size.
Yeah, and Tom is wearing the Darth Vader model.
There's only. Thank you for the black one, by the way.
I see it goes down to your knee.
I think I'm ready. Okay.
Well, you guys, you're not going to get hurt at all.
Well, do you want a strap on?
I don't know.
Let's not use the word strap.
Things could get changed.
We have
a fourth one.
I'm your quiz master.
Okay, now the ladies are going to lie down between our legs.
Oh my god.
Is that right? Now, who's going to be where? We have Grace from our staff. Yeah. Grace?
Yeah. Let's let the girls choose who they want to hit.
I'm guessing Grace would like to...
Really needs to be Tom's batter.
Under Tom, right. Yeah, that's right.
No.
Yeah, please. Oh! As she pointed out, she does not want to get pregnant, so be careful, Grace.
That's true. Wow. There you go.
Okay,
oh,
now
there
Grace
we go.
So when I...
Grace just slid under Tom.
Oh, watch your head.
So you're going to hit underhanded then. Okay, get the... Get the bat down there. Let me hold this. Whoa, Jesus, you're coming from the front?
Wow, this is really something.
Wow, there's a girl between my legs.
I'm so sorry.
All of a sudden, there's less room in my cup.
Wow, this must be good.
It's getting tighter and tighter.
All right. All of a sudden, there's less room in my cup.
Hello again, everybody.
This must feel like you're back in that special house in South Korea.
Oh yeah, House of Joy. Yeah,
just without hitting it, Grace. Just do a slow. I want to see what it's like. Okay.
you really
get your
jumped.
Fingers.
Hang on a second.
Well, there's something about. I know you need to really get everything in there, and I know it's going to be very snug. I know.
Wow.
You are really.
Oh no, but even with the thing on, this is. Seriously, I need a shoehorn. Do we have time? Do we have time to break?
He needs a shoehorn.
Okay, ladies. Okay, there we go. Ladies, when the time comes to hit the cups, we really want you to let them happen.
Oh, I'm a little worried.
I just think a nice tap.
I'm going to get a picture of this.
Have we introduced Casey and Grace from our staff? And Jessica, they're all here.
Now, I'd like to point out, Tom and Jeff are both wearing jeans. I'm wearing shorts, so Casey might be getting a decent view of... some inner thigh. All right, yeah.
She's a mommy. She's seen one before.
Sure, okay, yeah.
Okay, well.
Do you need glasses to check this out?
Thank you, Tom.
For a little detail work.
Are you already making your little jokes?
Could we have it? So this is going out right now on FaceTime Live. Are you getting the full view? What did I say? Facebook. Excuse me. Facebook Live. Excuse me. Chick, you ready for our first question?
We're right up against a break now. Should we wait?
Let's just try one question.
Let's just try one question. Okay. Now, if you have the answer,
stop
you go
hitting
ahead.
It, Tom.
I'm testing it. I'm testing it. This is.
Are the boys in? You're just having problems?
No, he's too large.
Pressure.
Well,
this is what he's implying.
He's an older. I mean, I would imagine they're rather pendulous.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
That is a great word.
Very good word.
Okay, when you have the answer, yell out your name and wait till I recognize you.
Oh, okay. All right.
You just take turns? Okay.
Oh, you just take turns?
Just start with Josh.
Josh, here's your first question.
Yes.
Now, can I answer it too?
It's Josh's question.
No.
Okay.
What are you? Are you unclear on the term? We're gonna take turns.
Just go ahead. Read the rules. Go ahead.
This is the category math.
Oh God.
What is the square root of 69?
Oh, 8 something?
That's exactly right, Josh. 8 something.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Josh, if I understand the rules correctly, you get to pick either Tom or
Tom.
Jeff to get hit so in the balls.
What? I didn't even have a question yet?
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
Okay, everybody be quiet so we can hear it hit.
You ready?
Yes.
Actually hit it or tap it?
Hit it! Oh, Jesus!
Grace actually held back a little bit there.
Oh, really?
She's very polite.
She held back a lot.
I think that went way over the center field fence.
The Cup Check contest isn't over. Part 2 is coming up next. Stick around here on this Tuesday. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Sister Joan, age 54, ignores the desert sun. The stranded church bus smoking, no sign of anyone. Buzzards circle overhead, panic starts to set. The kids are getting restless, her habit soaked with sweat. The minutes become hours, she wobbles in the heat. Then a distant engine roars, approaching from the east. She squints through horn-rimmed glasses, her pure heart skips a beat. Snake McGinty's Harley Hog parts the dusty heat. Black leather clad from head to toe, his eyelids barely open. Sister Joan says, Holy Ghost, please tell me that you're joking. He parks his Harley, stands 6'4", then gives her a nod. Through leather pants his manhood shows. She rolls her eyes at God. Having trouble, he barely mumbles. Yes, sir, she replies. He pops the hood, takes off his shirt. She covers up her eyes. Kids, she says, back on the bus. Everyone be good. Her fingers part. Her eyes take in his reflection off the hood. She grips her rosary tight with guilt and stares down at her socks. Her mind protects her vows with God, but her body picks the locks. He bends to check the fan belt. Her nipples say hello. Her eyes climb up his leather chaps like a snail with vertigo. She shakes her head and shuts her eyes. Her legs start feeling funny. Lord, she says, for work like this, I'm making lousy money. He shuts the hood. My name is Snake. I'm wanted in 5 states. She says, Snake, you're my forbidden fruit, and I need a little taste. The kids look on in disbelief. The kiss is slow, then faster. Cheering rocks the school bus. Till she says, Snake, let's ditch these bastards. As they left, the kids screamed no. She turned around and waved. Her next confession killed a priest and lasted 7 days. For years, the scandal rocked the church, but she rebuilt their trust. She still teaches Sunday school, but she doesn't drive the bus.
Good morning. This is the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. This is Christopher speaking. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Here's a very funny segment on this Tuesday morning. Comedians Dana Gould and Mike McRae. This is a segment from 2015. Let's listen in.
We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That squeaking you hear is headphones hitting heads. We have great guests in the studio. They would include comedian Dana Gould, veteran comedian and writer. The handsome, now bearded Mike McRae.
we can barely look at him, Dana Gould here. And the handsome Mike McRae.
The mouth-watering Mike McRae.
And the equally gorgeous Ahmed Ahmed is here.
Plus, Ahmed Ahmed is here with us, and we are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Chick McGee across the way. It is Truck Driver Appreciation Week, so we are saying hello to our friends where we drive QD.com at Quality Drivers. Now, I want to ask Ahmed first.
Every straight guy in the room is like, how bad could it be? One time, they're so handsome. I don't even think it would go on your record.
You've got great hair, Dana. You got that going.
I do.
Nice, you've got that going.
I got that going.
I'm trying to make Dana feel better.
He's a handsome guy.
You're a good-looking guy.
What are you doing?
I get a shirt off. I'm built like a condom full of walnuts.
And I'll say this to you, Tom: if they ever do a live Simpsons
crushed her whole.
If they ever do a live,
used to be crushed.
If they do a live Simpsons stage show, there's your Mr. Burns
right over there.
Yes, excellent. Yes.
Yes. Now get out.
I thought Carly Fiorina was going to be Mr. Burns. Mm-hmm.
Ahmed, when you were going to school, did you get made fun of for having the same name twice?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I wanted to ask you if you ever built a clock.
You know what? Funny. You know what's a this
that
well first
kid.
Of all, no, 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 poor kid. The well, guy's getting invited to the White House. He got invited. Mark Zuckerberg invited him to the Facebook headquarters.
Well, this is the kid that built the clock. His name was Mohammed.
And you know what's so funny? All it took was a clock to bring Muslims and Jews together. Talk about good timing. Great timing, kid.
You know, when I'm president, we're not going to need clocks anymore. You're just going to know what time it is. Everybody knows what time it is.
And you know, the other funny thing is, like, because I get Google alerts whenever I'm in the press barely, and I get Google alerts. So, like, my phone was blowing up. I was like, oh, this is me. This is me. And it was this kid. And I was like, I should have built a clock. I should have just been a clockmaker.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Just build a clock and wander around the airport.
That's it. And then
did you have a middle name, by the way?
It's.
Oddly, his middle name is Craig.
If it's not, it should be.
Goldberg is my middle name. Ahmed Goldberg Ahmed. Cross-cultural.
It's the same front
now,
to back.
We were also talking about voices and kids and stuff. Now, Mike, you have a 4-year-old.
Yes.
And I know I have a 2.5-year-old, among others. And you read them stories at night? But I don't have the gift that you have of doing voices.
He does not like it when I change my voice.
Because I was going to say, that was my question. I mean, are you going to suddenly start doing the Harrison Ford voice in the middle of
I've tried, like, he likes SpongeBob. So I do some of the voices from that. He likes some, and then some he'll be like, don't do that. Just be regular daddy.
You must be a very good Mr. Crab.
That's my favorite one to do.
Sure. He's my neighbor.
Clancy Brown's your neighbor?
Clancy Brown's my neighbor. He lives right over the fence.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Is he a great guy?
He's the best.
I used to
drive his kid to school.
Mr. Crab. What is Mr. Crab?
I like money.
Oh, he owns the crab shack. Yeah, money.
He comes under the fence. Good morning, Brother Gould. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Your neighbors with the evil Kurgan.
I'm neighbors with Clancy Brown, and I started out with Tom Kenny. Tom Kenny and I started out doing comedy together in Boston in the 80s. So it's like my kids, it's like every Halloween we go to Tom Kenny's house and because he lives in a great neighborhood for trick-or-treating.
Of course.
And we base it out of Tom Kenny's. So my kids have, like, their view of reality is so warped. It's like cartoons. It's like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, your kids are, like, dropping names.
Yeah, they are.
No, I know that
my
guy.
My dad knows Mr. Crow.
Oh,
when smell me.
Name dropper.
Oh, my God. When we were, I'll tell you the story very briefly because when I was married, we were rich.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
My wife was a big TV exec, and it was like 2 years where I was doing really nice. So my kids go to this school, and they go to school with Will Ferrell's kids.
Uh-huh.
And Magnus is in my daughter Alice's class. So never do this. Buy a first class plane seat for a 4-year-old. Never
okay.
do that.
All right.
So it's like me and my wife, and we had two kids sitting in between us in first class, 4 years old and 6 years old. And the other people are just glaring at my children. And I get it now. We just looked at each other and went, we can't ever do this again. And then they're showing the preview of the movie that's going to be showing for the flight. And as people are glaring at my kids, my 4-year-old points to the TV at Will Ferrell and goes, hey, it's Magnus's dad. Oh, God. Everybody hates us.
You were telling a story last time, I can't remember. It was something about levels of fame, and you're very sensitive to how famous people are. And I forget the story. You were with someone who was really famous, and you were at some party and ended up in the same room as Bob Dylan. Do you remember that story?
Oh, it's a beautiful story. I'll tell you very brief. It's the best story about show business and life in general. I have a very good friend who's very good friends with Bob Dylan, and he is going to see Bob Dylan at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So he's walking in, and somebody who works for Bob, who knows him, goes, Andy, no, come over here, because he's going to his seat. He goes, no, come in here. He goes, oh. So I walk in and, it's really nice. This is backstage at the Hollywood Bowl. There's big steel drums with ice and beer in it, and people just hanging out. Grab a beer, I'm drinking it. Like, it's pretty good. And they go, no, Andy, you want to go to the lounge. Go through there. So I go through this other door, and now it's like, this is a lot nicer. There's chairs and tables. And there's Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick hanging out. I'm doing pretty good. And they go, no, Eddie, you want to go to the VIP room. Don't get out of here. Go to the VIP room. So I go up the stairs through this other door, and now I'm in this beautiful, like, private library. It's like a leather chairs, and there's just waitresses handing you drinks. There's Jack Nicholson and Warren Beatty talking to each other, and I'm like, geez, I've arrived. And no, Eddie, go down there. Bob wants to see you. He wants to talk to you. Oh, so I go down the hallway and I go in this door, and there's an old Jewish man with no shirt on smoking a cigarette in a folding chair. And I was like, I went in too deep.
It's like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now.
Everybody in show business is trying to get to the next thing, but when you finally get there, it's not as cool as you thought it was.
It was like The Matrix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the moral of the story is just enjoy where you are, wherever you are. It's nice.
Now, have you taken your girls to any live music shows?
I have not. I narrowly avoided Taylor Swift's show, which is odd because we used to date and I didn't want my daughter.
Oh. I can understand.
Yeah. You're a handsome man.
Oh, yeah.
At least he said his name was Taylor Swift. And then one day he was Cher. No.
Because I think you'll be surprised because I have, over the years, gone to many of those shows.
Yeah.
And they are, for the most part, really well done.
I would love to go to see Taylor Swift, actually. I think I actually enjoy her music. It's fun.
She does a great job.
I like to see that. Yeah, my wife took him to see Katy Perry. And mm-hmm. they had a nice time with Katy Perry. Mm-hmm. But my oldest daughter is not into music. She's a nerd. She likes podcasts and The Walking Dead. And We get on great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the other.
What's the last time you went to? What's the last music show?
I was supposed to see the Who Monday.
They canceled.
I had tickets to the show. They canceled because Daltrey came down with old guy-itis, I think it's called. Yeah,
I think they canceled the first four.
Yeah, they did. I'm not sure if they did. I got to go. And literally, the woman I'm dating is not younger than I am. He's like, we're going to see the Who. Who?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do an Abbott and Costello sketch. Who? Nothing.
Yeah. Who's on first, I think. Yeah.
Third base.
I think the only ones on, actually.
Yeah.
With Randy Bachman? Guess who? No, guess who.
The Who is here in the guess who. What?
Nice callback.
Yep.
Wow, didn't think of getting Randy Bachman again today.
I was listening.
That's a double Bachman. Double
Bachman overdrive.
You don't get that. That's semi-obscure. We're hanging out
are a mountain of callbacks. Oh, come on, Leslie West.
Leslie. Mountain.
Felix Pappalardi.
Felix is going to sing now.
Yeah. This conversation is the leading cause of vaginal dryness.
Yeah, we lost you there, Christy.
You lost me.
Felix Pappalardi. He produced.
I'll have to say he's Corky Lang, and she'll puff and smoke.
Hey, Christy, did you know that William Shatner was not the first choice for Captain Kirk? It's true. The original commander of the Enterprise was Christopher Pike, portrayed by an actor named Jeffrey Hunter. That episode was later cut into the episode The Menagerie, a two-parter with season one. I can't believe you didn't know that. I can't believe you're so stupid.
Dana, to get back to your to nerd territory, are you excited about the forthcoming Star Wars?
Mm. I am, but I'm not like there's only been two Star Wars movies that are good out of six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first two are good. And
the first one and Return of the Jedi.
No! Return of the Jedi is the Ewoks.
He said it, not me.
One and two.
That's it.
Come on.
Yeah, oh.
I didn't like the puppets either.
In the first Star Wars movie, the stormtroopers are fearsome. And then in the third one, teddy bears with sticks. Like, you see, like, the stormtrooper gets like hit with a stick, and he's like, you're wearing armor.
It's a stick. You want to know a secret?
What's that?
They're all bad.
Have you seen the preview? Have you been to a movie?
I was on my way to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters.
So you're
where are you off to, Luke? I don't know. Clearly not a bright spot in the universe. If there's a bright spot in this universe, this is the planet that it's furthest from, and I'm totally serious.
Chewie, do we have any loofahs on the Millennium Falcon? I think this guy's
going to
need some.
Wow. So I guess the answer is no.
There is a scene. You have to look at the story. No, I'm going to go see it, but I don't get like. I'm very excited about the new Planet of the Apes. I love those movies. Those are great. Yeah, I thought they were.
There's
all
another new
the
one
last
coming
one
out.
Is the
there's
best
another one.
One?
Yeah, they're making the sequel to the one that just came out.
I thought the last one was the best one.
That was great. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
What was it? The Return of the
Dawn of the Planet.
Dawn of the Planets.
That was great.
That was cool. Actually, I thought it was cool. Yeah.
It's like in all movies, it was also in like the humans are the most boring part of the movie.
Yeah.
They just stay with the apes.
Well, because they humanized the apes.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
That's exactly right. It's really well done.
They should make the humans act like apes. That might be.
Do they ever ask you to, do you ever go in and punch up a movie script if they've got some fairly serious movie and they want to lighten it up? Do they call you and say, hey, can you read this? And
no, I wish they would. Because sometimes you see movies like, I remember watching the last Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie.
Mm.
And he goes, my name is Mr. Kill. There's a name to die for. And I'm like, 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes. It's a $200 million movie. Take 5 minutes to come up with something better.
Mm-hmm. Have pride in your work.
Yeah. Come on. Really?
Pierce Brosnan probably improv that, and he felt very proud of it. So
that's funny. Yeah, and then everybody has to laugh.
I've got a little bit of a background as an improv myself.
At a certain point, those kids become Bill Mumy from the Twilight Zone cornfield episode. Yeah, that's funny, Pierce. We're going to put it in the movie. That's real funny.
Uh-oh.
Bob and Tom show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Bike.
Hey, Donnie.
I heard you guys talking about Star Wars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Star Wars. I'll say it right to Darth Vader's face.
Why is that?
Well, I will admit the one good thing to come out of it, though, in the last couple years, man, I love it. All these hot chicks wearing them Yoda pants. You see it at the mall. You see it at the store.
They're yoga, not
they're
Yoda.
They're skin tight. Even the dirty butt girls, I can even see the rings from their skull pants.
Oh, my God.
God. I heard you got a writer from The Simpsons on there.
That's right. Dana, yeah, Dana used to write for The Simpsons.
Hey, Dana, I know it's a cartoon and everything, but at the start of every show, I always wondered, them sentences that Bart writes on the chalkboard,
mm-hmm.
are those real or fake? I'll hang up and listen to
that. All right. Thanks, Dana.
We do them with computers.
is that one person's job every so often to sit
that's
down?
It's always everything. Okay, that one's done. Oh crap, we got to do a blackboard. We call chalkboards. Are we out of chalkboards?
Mm-hmm.
Just come up with something, please.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to do it.
So it becomes a chore like everything else.
I think
the best job in the world is still your job.
What was the?
Love you, baby.
Seemed to struck a nerve here in the studio.
What was your favorite chalkboard? Do you remember any of them?
Did you ever do All Work and No Play makes Jack a dull boy?
No, that I'm sure they have done
they,
it.
They had to do that. Yeah.
My favorite one was during the 2000 presidential election. George Meyer had the chalkboard. We will not send subliminal messagores.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
And it was subliminal messagores.
Yeah. That's funny.
Wow, who knew? little secret. Yeah. I'm at Ahmed, Mike McRae, and Dana Gould all hanging out with us. Ahmed, your life going okay?
I can't complain. I just came back from Dubai. I was in Dubai for 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still alive. And
how about that?
Very humid, very hot, and I'm trying to bring comedy over there. We're doing a comedy club over there, and it's not easy because they restrict you from certain things. You cannot talk about sex, drugs, religion, or politics. It's like, oh, what's left? You know.
It's like, okay. So,
there are 11 hilarious jokes about pancakes.
Off with your hand. It's pancakes? How dare you? No syrup? Yes.
So they have someone in there watching every move to make sure you don't violate their
Rain gutters are hilarious.
Well, I was banned in Dubai for a year, not to brag, but...
I'll bet you hopped up and down when your ban was lifted, huh?
No, they if you've ever been, it's a bit of a hypocrisy over there because they have like mosques and nightclubs right across the street from each other.
Mm.
So right around 8 o'clock every night, you hear the call for prayer, Allahu Akbar, and then you hear, so like all the Muslims are confused. Should I go pray? Should I go dance? I love God. I love P. Diddy.
I love P. Diddy.
So, but it wasn't a joke. It was more, I'm just like reporting the news. That's what we do, you know? And so they were like, banned. And they ended up lifting the ban, and now I'm opening a comedy club there, ironically. So.
Wow.
Yeah. What's it called?
Comedy Oasis.
Ah.
Because of the restrictions, it's called Mildly Amusing.
You can't joke about everything. Yeah.
Smirks.
Yeah. No, they're...
Do you submit your...
Wink, wink.
Smirks. That's got to be a clause.
More good stuff is on the way for this Tuesday morning. Coming up next, comedian Dan Cummins and Christy Lee with the news. Stand by. It's next on the Bob and Tom Show. We're back in the Napa Auto Parts studios for a Tuesday. This is Christopher, and this is the Bob and Tom Show. All this week, highlights and laughs from the Bob and Tom Show comedy archives. As they're on summer vacation, they'll be back next Monday here live in the studio. One of our favorites, Dan Cummins in studio, host of the Time Suck podcast, and one of our favorite comedians in the studio right now.
Christy Lee is right next to me.
Yep.
And she brought in a story today about a topic I never thought I'd be hearing. It's penis whitening.
Mm-hmm. Out of Thailand, yeah.
Out of Thailand. Apparently it's a very big deal. Mm-hmm. And Josh, you have spent some time in Asia, and you were saying that, I guess, having whiter skin in certain parts of Asia is actually a...
Yeah, Christy brought up that point, and it's absolutely true. The darker skin you have, the more people associate you with the lower class, because you're out working in the elements, so...
But is this up in the genital area? Is the whiteness of the...
You wouldn't think that would matter. But,
I mean, yeah, the obvious joke is you'd think it would be blackening for, although it might be slimming. are there kits you can get like you can for your teeth?
No, I don't think you want to try this at home.
So you can't take those Crest whitening strips. And,
no, it's like, not the same thing.
Or like a little bucket you could just dip in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squat over and dip down. Like lacquer it.
It says it costs here, oh, they use, it's a laser to lighten your genitals. It costs $650 American and requires five sessions.
Right.
Hey, sorry, honey, you can't make it. No, I don't have racquetball tonight. I'm getting my penis lightened.
Yeah.
Figure now I can get into the country club.
He is proud of that one.
He is proud of it.
As I said before, you will not see penis lightning on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. What a weird thing to do to yourself. God, I don't get it. It's so bizarre.
I just wish I had that much free time to be that bored. Or whatever, when that's what you have time to do in your life, is to whiten your penis.
Or to worry about it.
Or to worry
about it.
Yeah,
it's like,
right? Like,
what?
You have such little concerns to real, you know, problems.
How would you feel if right now your phone went off and it was a text from your wife going, I think you should try this.
I've been wanting this for years. your swarthy penis has disgusted me for years. Your tan.
And again, as Josh brought up, how many people are getting, or maybe it was Chick, I'm sorry, getting a really good visual on that?
Like they're right out of sight, really.
Yeah, going down there with a Klieg light going, well, look at this.
Let me get a good look at this. Bring it over here next to the window.
In the story that I read, now I'm just going to, they said it's a majority of gay and transgender men.
Aha. Okay,
yes.
That changes
okay,
everything.
So there might be a little bit more
They
focus.
Might inspect a little more, I guess.
Who's
I don't know.
Who's to say?
Because isn't the whitening of the other end of the spectrum, if you will, on
That's
the human,
big.
Isn't that a big game?
The bleaching?
Thing? Yeah.
The anal bleaching?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
New from Clorox.
Don't do that. What are you doing?
Any kind, you mean? Or the home?
Yeah, anything at home. Yeah, you don't.
A buddy of mine was dating a girl who got that done, and he said it wasn't so much bleached as it was silver.
Ooh.
Silver butt. Silver butt. It's time for
Wow.
Food time in this.
I think you just get an industrial size of like the whiteout, like the you know the paper correction stuff. You know, you just lacquer it all up and
I think
go
it's
real.
Time, I think it's time we just
focused?
Go. You're okay
kidding.
You are. You don't need to do anything. You're just okay.
Yeah, sure. I
come on.
We've got fat shaming.
Jesus,
and,
people.
Sure.
Now we've got dirt button shaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat shaming, that's something that we shouldn't be a part of, right?
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. I just ate two sausage burritos in a matter of a minute and a half.
Well,
that's Tom's resolution, remember? He's not going to...
Which I disagree with.
Okay. But
I'm not, as the person who's being so-called shamed,
I
am against his resolution.
Okay, well, we'll see.
You know, some people are taking it further, too, and, like, you could do just the boys and just the tip and leave the rest, like, just kind of mix and match.
Oh, yeah.
Have some parts white but some part tan. Well,
it's like those two-tone shoes that...
Right.
You mean, like, tape it off and have a barber pull a strap?
Yeah, barber pull. There we go.
Yeah.
You can keep the shaft brown and the head white so it looks like an ice cream cone.
Oh, carpe diem.
Wow.
That's
carpe dickum. See, never mind. God, that'll probably be what's happening 100 years from now when people are super bored and everything's done by robots.
Yeah.
You come home, look what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the barber pole.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
They call it the Chick McGee. I don't know why. They say it's some old DJ from a century ago thought of it.
They call it the Chick McGee.
Look, honey, it's the parfait. I don't know. Christy, you're okay just the way you are, right?
I hope so.
You don't need to get anything bleached or whitened or...
Well, I did admit that I did have the laser on my hands, and I didn't.
That's fine. That's great.
Because I had those age spots, and I am kind of conscious of that.
Remember how horrid that was? Remember we talked about it all the time?
Yeah.
You can laser those away?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was painless, and they went away. I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem with that. Okay. But
Josh, you don't have any desire.
Every time she changes the channel on her TV, though, she pees a little. But other than that.
Beep,
beep. No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't have any unsightly splotches.
And do we know, is Sammy Sosa, is he doing the laser thing or is this some other?
He's doing something. I thought it was on purpose. Chick thought it was.
He might have some skin problem.
There's
I don't
some kind
know.
Of cream you can use maybe or I don't
do
know.
Know.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, he didn't need to do that.
Like you leave the depilatory on too long, do you start lightening up a little bit?
Yeah. We just
Seems
need to have a...
like a weirdo.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's move on.
Just a class in accepting yourself the way you are. It's the way God made you. It's okay. You're all right.
I'd like to make my backside look like a geisha.
Which brings me to this
creamy
story,
porcelain.
Kind of. Washington State residents who want to change the sex designation on their birth certificates will soon have a third X option. The State Department of Health says starting January 27th, people can choose the non-binary designation X rather than male or female.
Ah, I get it. That's okay.
Currently, people can petition to change the sex designation on their birth certificates from male to female or female to male, but there's never been another option. Now they have the option of being X.
I like it. I can't wait for the cyborg option. That's where we're next.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think we're heading there. I'd like to have them put an option for morons who don't know how to drive. I don't care why you designate
the idiot
yourself.
Box.
If you're an idiot.
Right.
Well, your neighbors have determined you're a terrible driver, so we're going to give you a special moron designation.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Let's do it. Hi, Bob and Tommy. It's Dr. Phil.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
You guys were talking today about a new trend called penis whitening. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You just don't feel like it's enough. Have you read my books?
No.
No.
Have you seen my tapes?
No. I would never watch them.
I mean, hey, just because you can teach a billy goat how to use a spoon doesn't mean he's going to like pancakes.
That makes no sense at all.
I guess.
Where I'm going with this?
No.
I wrote a book about couples who are into this, too. You know, a lot of couples go off and they can save. Have you read the book?
No.
Have you seen the tape?
Of course not.
Two dongs don't make a white. Hey, don't do this. Don't get. Go. Take on the dong.
Take on the dong.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. That was extremely helpful. Christy Lee, once again at the news desk.
A Philadelphia father put the city's signature sandwich to use in a whole new way. He's measuring his baby's size in cheesesteaks.
Man, you know what? If they replace the meat on a Philly cheesesteak with baby, I'd eat the hell out of it.
No, it's not right.
Absolutely.
Finally.
Are you
finally
kidding me?
Socially acceptable to eat a baby.
Provolone.
Come on.
Onions, peppers.
Right.
Oh, man.
Why is this?
Sliced up baby.
Why is this in the news?
Computer programmer Brad Williams used a foolproof system he calls cheesesteaks for scale.
Brad Williams is the baby size.
Well, this is a different Brad Williams. To measure the growth of his son during the child's first year.
I'm on fire all of a sudden.
It started
with seven
he,
people that got that. Brad is a man of small stature.
Yes, he's very a comedian. Fine. He's very funny. Yeah.
Rip the eyes
out of because when he's in here, Tom never mentioned it.
All I'm saying is he's very small. He dug Christy very much. He wanted to go up on her.
Oh.
No, that's not hurtful at all. What I was saying, it was baby size. It would have been a compliment. No, you got to.
So this guy's measuring his baby in Philly cheese.
So how many?
It started when he noticed that his two-week-old son, Lucas Royce, was about the size of a cheesesteak he brought home. So he took a picture of the sandwich next to his newborn, and the tradition was born. Every month for the next year, he and his wife would buy a cheesesteak to track their growing boy. He says babies and cheesesteaks are quite similar. They're warm
and
cuddly.
This kid weighs more. I mean, even a big cheesesteak is not more than a pound.
Right. Yeah, see, that's
the thing. Once you unwrap them, they're a giant mess.
Let me ask you something. How much do mom and dad weigh?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd rather reverse this. Let's not measure babies by cheesesteaks. Let's measure cheesesteaks by, I want a baby-sized cheesesteak.
That's right.
I want a three-month-old.
I want an 8-pound, 6-ounce cheesesteak.
Exactly.
If they're bringing this kid home, he's got to be at least, what do you think, 4 or 5, 6 pounds.
Right.
I want an episiotomy cheesesteak. Well, they needed to do some snipping.
Right.
We're halfway done. Coming up next hour, it's very scary as Josh is playing the theremin. Also, Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols from Live Day 2015. It's all on the way. You don't want to miss it. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
We recently asked Bob and Tom Show listeners, do you want more Hello Dare, or have you had enough? And the answer was a unanimous, no, more.
Hello Dare, Hello Dare, Hello Dare.
Excuse me, I think you're reading that wrong. There's not a comma there. They said no more.
Shut up and mind your own business. Get out of here. It's the best of Hello Dare, Volume 2, with even more rock. From legends like Pink Floyd.
Hello there.
You too.
Hello there.
We've even paired Marty Allen up with early rockers like Ricky Nelson.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello there.
The Big Bopper.
Hello, baby.
Hello there.
But the Hello Dare craze isn't limited to just one music genre.
Oh, no.
This Willie Nelson Country Classic just got a whole lot more classier.
Hello, all.
Hello there. Hello there.
And this catchy Broadway hit is even catchier with this catchy catchphrase.
Hello, darling.
Hello there.
Wow. Now what would you pay? Well, it doesn't matter. It's not available in stores or anywhere else. But as an added bonus, we'll throw in this incredible duet with everyone's favorite amphibious crooner, Michigan J. Frog. Take it away, Michigan J. Frog. And go. Little it's the best of Hello Dare, Volume 2, only from Bob and Tom Records.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Hello there. Hello.
This is the Bob and Tom Show, and this is Christopher in the Napa Auto Parts Studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. On this Tuesday, coming soon, a brand new Bob and Tom t-shirt. You want to check in with BobandTomStore.com every once in a while. How about today? Maybe a Bob and Tom Collegiate Classic logo t-shirt. Maybe a Coast to Coast t-shirt. Maybe a Bob and Tom camo hat or Christy Lee Uninterrupted shirts. They're all there right now, along with tumblers, koozies, openers, bumper stickers, and lots more. BobandTomStore.com is where you want to check out. What's the deal with Tom's shirts? Let's find out on this segment of the Bob and Tom Show.
I'd like to say a personal note to a friend of mine. 2018, okay?
What the hell does that mean?
Is someone thinking in the past?
Did somebody write you a bad check? What are you talking about?
2018, that's all I'm saying.
All right.
So it may be hard for some to remember, but this happens every year. It's like winter. Although, never mind. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk wearing your really nice, I love that look.
Flannel, right?
The flannel, kind of like a, and both flannel, you and, right. Both you and Josh, you look like you could be trapped in some wooded area in northern Canada, making a fire. And
my little lady and I, we run an apple butter business.
Yeah, we do.
There you go.
Well, you need to get out there and get some wood because we're getting a little chilly in here.
Yes, mother.
We have.
I can't help but notice you're wearing your light blue denim shirt for the second time this week. It's throwing me a little bit.
Yes.
What is this? The spring look? What's going on?
You do have the Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah. No. The Canadian tuxedo, they have to be the same color denim.
Oh.
I think it's just denim and denim. I think it's
the larger point
denim.
Here is...
Let's get a Canadian and ask him.
I didn't go on vacation this year. We had some personal issues, so we stayed home.
Yes.
So I had a lot of extra time.
Right.
So I was doing something in a closet and made a discovery.
How many shirts did you find?
If I told you, you'd say I was lying.
No, 12. No, 12 of those.
No, I wouldn't.
No, we believe
I'm
you.
I'm saying hundreds. You found hundreds of shirts.
I probably found about 60. I'll take a picture of the rack, and I had to set up a special rack. But I literally have 10 of these identical shirts.
So that's not the same shirt. That's
No. I could
because you did wear that shirt earlier in the week, correct?
Not this one.
Well... But one, the look.
Yeah,
the same
exact
look.
Same
look.
Yeah, I've had to recently explain to my niece. She goes, you always wear the same shirt. And I go, no, I have 8 of these. She was baffled.
Yeah, I recently sent a picture to Mike Birbiglia, the comedian, of I forget what the occasion was, but it was something about the shirts. Now, I used to go with my full-time khaki all the time look.
Yes, I know that.
But they don't make that shirt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of given up. I took a picture of my closet.
Wait a minute.
10 identical shirts.
Didn't you have like 30 of those, though?
Yeah. Did you wear them out? What's going on?
You wore out all 30?
I probably only had about 10.
Well, when you bleach like he does and sanitize.
See, you got to keep your clothes sanitized. Uh-huh.
I was laughing about you. I was doing a load last night. Josh, I was dumping a load in last night.
Yeah, you were.
And I wonder if I have sanitizer on my washer. By gosh, I do. Huh? But I've never used it.
Oh, sanitize. Yeah,
it
takes like an extra half hour. But
I've got a two-hour, this is fascinating, a two-hour cycle with maximum heat and maximum
way to go.
Wash time.
Mm.
For 2 hours, but it's not sanitized. Yeah.
Washing. 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I think my washer goes for 25 minutes.
Mine can too, but this is for maximum soil.
25
soil
minutes
level.
Is just a cauldron of disease.
No.
You're only making more bacteria.
Heating up the spirochetes and the Ebola.
Wait a poop stew, Christy
yes,
said.
Yes, poop stew, much better than a spirochete.
Poop stew. Poop stew.
Poop stew.
Poop stew. Doodle-loop, doodle-loop.
You know, I've got to go buy a couple more bathing suits, though, today.
Do you? Yeah.
Please. Please, for me.
Where do you buy those?
I swear to you.
Year?
I swear to you. Well, no, go no farther. I can't see how I won't send it to Christy, but it won't any farther. You and a Speedo, just a quick shot.
Oh, yeah.
A Speedo.
What am I please. Saying? We can put you
no.
in a Speedo.
I see, want to see him in one of those 1920s onesie swimsuits.
Oh, I love those. Right? Yeah, with, yeah. The, with the built in tank top.
The fist, yeah.
The
love
what
those.
Do you swim in?
Just a pair of, you know, they look like. Boxer shorts. It's okay. Just that I used to, when I would be finished swimming, I would put them in that spinner at
yes,
the,
we know. And
at
then
the gym, and then I saw the guy come out of the steam room with his sweaty, greasy, I'm Harvey Weinstein, hairy ass shirt that he stuck in there. I thought, oh my God, that thing has got to be a cauldron of E. coli. And
so you threw your bathing suits away is what you're saying?
No, I took them home and did this, but I,
yes or no to this question?
No, but I'm saying you just put them in a baggie into, so they're sitting in your gym bag all wet. Yeah.
Do you wash everything unsanitized? The sanitary setting?
There are occasionally certain things I don't, but I prefer to, yeah.
All of your clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Any setting on a washing machine is sanitized. It's all cleaning.
So does your gal pal do her own laundry, I'm assuming?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, I was going to say. I wouldn't have you come near my stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not allowed to touch anything.
Yeah.
Oh, but speaking of laundry,
he's wearing clothes. They're all in tatters. Has he hit hard times? No, he's sanitary. The washer just chews them up, but they're all bacteria free.
I also like to iron them. Those look nice and crisp.
It does, yeah.
Let's move on. We have a lot to get to. Speaking of clothing, we have a.
You iron clothed or not?
No. Oh,
why would you iron clothed?
Wait a minute. No. Now, there are two ways
ironing,
to interpret this.
Are you naked while
you're
ironing?
Oh, I thought
ironing.
You meant, are you ironing with this shirt?
No, that's bad luck. Nobody would do that.
Nobody would do that because
it's
insane.
Bad luck.
Yeah, you iron your pants while wearing them. You're
don't leave a
very badly burned.
Yes.
I want to remind Tom of this. Don't leave a hat on the bed either. That's
bad luck.
That's bad luck.
You have got that ingrained in my head.
You can't put a hat on the bed.
No, it's
the
bad
movie
luck.
That great movie.
Chick told me this years ago. So no, you can't put if you wear a ball cap, whatever. You have to put it. No,
don't put it. Don't lay it on a bed.
Well, right now I have like six hats on my guest room bed.
Someone in your family's going to die.
Lovely.
Or six people.
See, I was going to say bad luck, but yeah, the truth is, hat on the bed.
Death in the family.
Death in the family.
Ever since he told me that, as rational as I try to be, I hang my caps on a guitar hook that's in my son's room where I change clothes. So there's a very nice guitar there and a baseball cap.
Do you wear a baseball cap at home all the time?
No, I just when it's raining or freezing,
oh, okay.
I do. But
sure.
I mean, and then I have to wear them in the summer so I don't get sunburned on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. So, but, you know, I don't wear them on the air or anything. I'm not wearing one now, as you can clearly see. You could watch this if you had the VIP cameras. We're doing a whole bunch of cool moves with the VIP visual feed.
Oh, I thought cool moves with
cool
us.
Moves.
We're going to be getting some new lighting and some other stuff, so check that out. Now,
I had my first ballroom dancing lesson last night.
Oh.
Hold everything.
Speaking of sports.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a partner?
Oh, yeah. No, I did by myself. How can you ballroom dance
by all right,
yourself?
Everyone, pay attention, you couples and the weird lady in the corner. Now.
Is it BYOB? You
no
bring
B-Y-O.
Your own boy?
No, I had I. It
they
was,
match you up with someone?
No, I had a private lesson with the guy.
Private lesson. Ooh.
I'm going to be involved in a charity Dancing with the Stars type of event.
Oh, cool.
And so I met this gentleman last
this
year. He's only a few inches taller than I am. It's
why
perfect.
Did you not run?
Perfect.
Run like the wind from that event.
Because I'm excited about it.
Okay.
And I had so much fun. And I'm so now the big thing is I need to come up with a character. Because, you know, you got to have your
a
dance.
Character?
Well, the dance has to be.
Something slutty.
The dance has to be something entertaining.
I got it. Lambada, the forbidden dance.
Oh.
The Lambada. Remember the Lambada craze?
No, but like.
You made a movie.
What's that song, Doing La Vida Loca?
Oh, Ricky Martin got married. Congratulations, Ricky Martin.
What's the song? Living La Vida. I love, that's a great song.
No.
Could you do that? Can you dance? Could you dance to that?
Maybe a salsa for sure or something.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, I had so much. I'm so excited. I'm going to take every
spinning around
every week. Yeah, he told me I was one of the fastest ballroom dance learners he'd ever had.
Could you? Were you guys?
How your check must have.
When you pressed bodies together.
Did you pay him in cash or quick pay?
Thank God he didn't listen. I learned 12 dances in 45 minutes. It was amazing.
That's impossible.
It was amazing.
They have that.
And the best part, one of the other couples is they're world champions. They were practicing. They have a 5.5-month-old mini golden doodle puppy that was there just sitting at the edge of the dance floor watching. It was so cute. So cute.
5.5-month-old? Is mm-hmm. he?
Little boy, Louie.
Has he been trained yet?
Yeah, he's very trained. He just sits there.
You don't want to hump everything inside.
Well, no, you don't want to be doing some kind of spin move and all
and
of a sudden
have him run
your,
between your legs. Yeah.
No, have your heel hit.
Yeah. If I meet somebody and go, "Oh, your dog's a puppy," and they go, 5.5 months, I might flick the dog's ear.
No, I asked. In their defense, I asked how old the dog was.
Yeah, but they knew 5.5. Come on.
So you learned 20 dances in 40 minutes? Whatever.
I learned about 12 dances in 45 minutes.
So still remember?
Wow.
How many lessons do you have left then?
No, this is my new thing. I'm going to take once a week for the rest of my life, maybe.
Wow. She's going to meet some guy with a pencil-thin mustache and always wears tuxedos.
Fernando.
Yes. Fernando.
Hilarious.
Wears
those tight pants with the real high waist.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, he
dresses like
now.
John Turturro and Big Lebowski yeah. with the silk shirt.
All I can think
I'm going
of
after
is,
that mirror ball,
but
kids.
So you have to think of a name for your outfit?
No, I have to think of a storyline or something.
All the ones I'm thinking of are vulgar.
All right, you're a lonely stripper, tired of giving lap dances.
Tango and Gash.
Well, like the couple that won.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tango and Gash.
That's exquisite.
The couple that...
Okay, that may be too vulgar. How about this one? This is much better.
You don't understand.
Yes, I do. This
no,
is,
you don't.
Wait till you hear this.
I don't understand.
This may even be a high five moment.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
No, Walt. Like,
Walt.
So I have to waltz one, two, like the as last a Disney waltz. Princess?
Yeah, then you dance as a Disney princess, albeit a shorter one.
I don't want anybody to be mad at me, but I feel like everyone's asking this, listening right now. Did you learn the Freddy?
No, I did not learn the Freddy.
No one's danced it for 50 years.
No.
What everybody wants to know is, did your partner get a boner?
The partner is a married man. He's a very nice. His wife was there.
This is called a polka me hard. You take the accordion, and then I pretended to polka. All right, you lie down like this. This guy, he has to have some kind of accent, all right?
We did do the polka. He does not have an accent. He's from California, for God's
sake. Can we get back to when Tom corrected me on the word waltz?
Did he really?
Yes.
And you're saying it wrong.
The last waltz. The last waltz.
Waltz?
No, it's
you,
not
you
waltz.
Get rid of the T?
No, it's waltz. Not waltz. Waltz.
Like Walt Disney World?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. All I know about that is it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, yeah. 1, 2.
Here's my point.
Christy, no,
here's my point.
No, Chick's got a brilliant point, which is what if you did, everyone else is going to do, they're all going to do salsa, and what's the one where they do the weird posing?
Tango.
Flamenco. Yeah.
I learned the tango, yeah. Yes.
And obviously tango and gash is really vulgar.
It is vulgar.
Ooh, I don't know whoever said that. The point being.
You did, but go on.
What if you did a kind of a combination of like the history of weird pop dances and like you would do the Freddy, the Froude.
I'm not doing that.
The Froude.
I want to ballroom dance. I don't want to be a dick and stand up there and do the Froude.
I think
Froude looks
isn't
like.
The Froude.
Where you'd use your hands like that?
I think you'd go up and down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
maybe that is the Froude. Yeah.
It's yeah, they incorporate
all those
that.
Bad surf movies that always have those parties.
Where I thought that was the monkey.
The monkey? I'm not sure what's
called. I've heard that too.
The monkey.
But think of how many rock songs mention, they mention the Boogaloo.
Land of a Thousand Dances.
They mention all these dances that no one's ever seen.
Yeah.
You could do sort of the history of pop dance.
You could incorporate that into...
Because everyone's going to do the hot Latin thing.
But that's what you want to do. That's what it's about.
That's
so you want to be like everybody else?
No, but I want to be able to...
I've got it.
What?
Square dance.
No.
There it is.
You could do a combination twerk fugue and call it...
Nope. No, you couldn't.
a firk? How about a firk?
You guys are missing the whole point. I need a theme. For example, the couple that we're practicing, they just came in third in the world doing a Matrix theme. So they came out in like black... What? Like the Matrix guys, and then they,
Oh, with the big long coats.
It was beautiful. It's a wonderful dance.
I'll take the red.
Wait a minute.
Now a tribute to Hurricane Andrew.
Are we all going to?
A lot of slow songs.
Now our tribute to the Hollywood sexual abuse allegations.
Oh, my God.
Do the Weinstein. You walk over to a
pot of plant
and start doing the frug on your groin.
Right. I guess this is the end of my ballroom dancing career. They'll never let me back in the building.
Are we going to have to go to some sort of performance at this?
I can't make it.
Yeah.
You don't have to come.
What night of the week is
it? I'll be in St. Louis.
On a Thursday night.
Oh, I definitely can't make it.
You really are going to have a big performance and all the.
It's a competition. I'm going to be up against 12 other celebrity dance couples or whatever.
You're actually in, so you think you can dance? What is it called?
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the
Stars. It's like a Dancing with the Stars.
You're in a Stars competition.
Yes.
Now, do they supply the man?
Yes. The guy I'm dancing with is the guy.
The pro?
Yes.
You're bringing a pro to a.
Everybody gets a pro.
Well, that's how Dancing with the Stars works.
All the celebrities get a pro. Yeah.
Don't they usually marry them or run off with them? Isn't that the typical?
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm not marrying or
running
off
with a guy. Robert Hirschbeck, I think, did.
How did you get conned into doing this?
I volunteered. I was going to do it last year. Broke my ankle. Couldn't do it. So I co-emceed. I enjoyed it so much. I'm doing it.
I can't wait for some Nancy Kerrigan-like injury from one of the other couples. Wax Chris to get the knee.
Christy Lee hit by a tire iron in the parking lot.
Why?
You guys are awful.
Fernando, pick me up. Take me home.
Nandy.
Now, square dancing, I've never... I don't know. I just.
Alleman left your partner. What the hell does that even mean?
Is there just going to be one competition for the evening, or do you need two or three teams?
I want to stick to square dancing just for a second. Because did you have to do that when you were in junior high school? Did you have to do the square dancing?
Yes. Part of gym class, yeah.
It's part of gym class when it'd be raining and they'd put out the thing and do the square.
Absolutely.
I went to a school.
I didn't like that, though, because
my high school is so small, the girls and the guys had gym at the same time in the same gym.
Did you have square
half-court
dancing?
Yeah, we had to go over and.
I'm surprised I could even do it because you hate taking any kind of direction. I can just see the Chick McGee square dance. I'll do-si-do when I want to, old man.
I have a problem with authority. That's
suddenly
true.
You're in the vice principal's office. Mr. McGee, I understand you refuse to do-si-do. Alamon left, and you wouldn't do it.
I bet Josh is a great dancer. You were in show choir. You had to learn some of the basic steps.
We've seen your jazz hands.
My favorite mornings, I don't hear him. I don't see him. I hear him in the break room, and they'll go, uh-oh, what's happening here? And he's just dancing. Yeah, that's Josh.
And there's nothing more delightful. I think there's almost nothing more delightful than a man of a certain size that can move well.
You're right. No, you're right. I mean, think about one of the most...
Christy said, he's light on his feet.
He is light on his feet.
What? Considering his enormity.
Should we ask his feet?
You guys are missing the point. Why do I even talk? Why do I bother talking?
He's lied on those things he hasn't seen for 6 years.
They're screaming. They're sending SOS with a little toe. Hugo, help them.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody loves a fat guy dancing.
You are not fat.
I'm just saying, everybody loves a fat guy dancing, right? Look at Chris Farley in that brilliant SNL sketch.
Look at Belushi.
Who was the guy who had the big top hat? It covered his entire...
Abraham Lincoln?
It covered the entire top half of his body.
The Mad Hatter?
And he had a face... drawn on his belly.
Mr. Peanut?
And the navel was out.
I'm out of top hat, guys. Christy and I have got all three of them.
Ooh, coming up next, it's a very, very scary segment. From 2016, the day before Halloween, Josh Arnold playing the theremin. It's coming up next here on the Bob and Tom Show. We're back on this Tuesday in the Bob and Tom Napa Auto Parts Studios. This is Christopher speaking. Well, this is the day before Halloween of 2016. We got a theremin here in the studio, and Josh claimed that he could play it. If you've never heard of a theremin, it's really one of those electronic musical things that sound really eerie. It's been used in movies and TV shows and things like that before. Josh Arnold playing the theremin on the day before Halloween of 2016. Here we go.
Now, we have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with an unusual instrument here. And we have the camera set on the theremin, which is the musical instrument. I'm going to play the Good Vibrations thing, Chick. Don't get all weird again.
All right. It just scares me how it hits. The drums come in.
This is probably the most famous use of the theremin in a rock song. And this is actually a slight variation in the theremin developed by Dr. Leon Theremin in 1928. In the 50s.
And Strom Theremin. Right.
And Strom Theremin. And thank
their
you very
daughter,
much.
His daughter, Charlize Theremin.
One of Strom's, yes, right. One of Strom's slave children. Trombonist Paul Tanner.
Really? We just get over the hump.
And then he goes right back.
No down. One can take a joke anymore, okay?
Really? Is that what that was? Yeah.
In the 50s, a trombone player named Paul Tanner did a kind of a remake remodel on the theremin, and that's what is being used in the Beach Boys' classic Good Vibrations, and you'll recognize this wonderful song, and also the theremin's good. It's the part going, ooh, here you go. I'm picking up
but that's not really a theremin.
It's a variation on the theremin, and it was actually played by Paul Tanner,
okay,
the trombonist. And it's they call it the electrotheremin.
Is it maybe what we have here? Is
I believe
like
they prefer to be called tromboners.
Tromboners, not trombonist. So we're going for the cheap dick right. joke. Is that what's yeah. happening?
Oh, whoa,
Dick,
whoa, whoa.
Dick Tanner.
Have you ever listened to the show before?
Yeah. I was going to say. I don't know what you've been listening to in your head.
Tell nothing but expensive dick jokes, by the way.
Paul Tanner's brother. Paul Tanner's brother, Dick Tanner. And by the way, Dick Tanner is also a product.
That's right. How embarrassing is it? You have that nice all-over tan, and then, whoa, hey, yeah, yeah. What's going on, polar bear?
Hi, I'm Dick Tanner.
Could we just let him play the theremin?
No, we're out of time.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
I got to do the sports story.
Josh has let's get Josh up there. Josh is wearing kind of a snidely Whiplash outfit.
Are we on Facebook Live right
yes,
now?
Yes, we
right?
are.
Okay.
Now, Josh, you're a man with these – is it okay if I call them spindly legs?
Yes. Yeah. No. I am a weird –
they're you're, somewhat muscular.
You don't match from, like, the thighs down.
No, I'm half fat. I'm fat up in
the not
top,
suggesting you're fat. You look like you could be a football player from the thighs up. But from the thighs down, you...
Your ankles
a
are
a prepubescent
very,
soccer player,
your
yes.
Your ankles are very feminine.
Yeah, I'm the only fat guy I know with thigh gap. It's weird.
It's you really are... Your legs
great
are
legs.
Spindly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm lanky. I'm fat and lanky, which is a weird...
But
mix.
The reason I bring it up is you're wearing
Christy
this...
Christy needs a cup, a drool cup over
yeah,
there.
The way like
you're,
said,
you're,
great,
you're wearing this huge cape with a high collar and a big top hat, but you're wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That takes away a little bit of the...
Well, had I known, I would have maybe worn
okay,
long
pants.
But that's all right.
I don't see Jack the Ripper walking up to a victim going, do you like my khaki...
Cargo pants?
Cargo pants shorts.
Well,
I think Bundy looked just like this, didn't he? Would you help me with this love seat?
We're back to
into
that.
The van, please.
Okay, now try putting your hand near the theremin.
All right, well, of course, is it, you is have it to on? Get the correct.
Is it on?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's on.
That's nice. Now, Josh, you don't have to. You're not in a fencing match.
Leave him alone.
Don't put
I think.
He has his own style.
Oh, I can
style.
Say, yeah, sure.
He has his left arm. His,
this is how Tom likes it.
Back over his head.
But I think you need to get a little flourish.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, see, this is where, I in front of a live audience in Carnegie Hall, which will happen one day with this.
Yeah.
I will, because I will be a theremin professional. Hey,
really?
I come out sort of solemnly and, you know, with it, and then the left arm comes up. And the crowd hushes with anticipation, and then...
Give him the light!
Light!
And then a massive applause!
Now,
the great Josh Arnold! Yes.
Try playing the lick from that we just heard from Good Vibrations.
Wrong!
Okay, I'm just trying to think. So
it goes... Yeah, that's the exact opposite.
Very difficult.
That
to
is
do.
Hard.
Yeah, let's try it with the track. Could you put some headphones on for a second? Maybe you can hear. You can do it
I
with
can
the
just
track.
Turn it up in here.
Can you hear it? Okay, here we go. This is the.
You know, we're trying to have fun here, and you're sounding a little disgusted. Can you just put some headphones on, please? Good Lord.
This is like me producing
a little bit
Blind
yes.
Lemon.
Overproducing.
Hey, that's really nice.
We know
can
how
get
you
subject
are,
verb.
And we love you.
Okay, ready? I'm gonna do that again.
Okay, yeah.
Now, can you have a little more gain on the theremin, please?
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
sounds like.
I don't know how they do it.
Sounds like Carl Wilson has bowel problems when you play it that way.
I think you did a great job.
See, did you hear that?
Very difficult.
Did you hear what he said?
Find the note. He's never played
this
before.
He's playing a theremin. He's never played it before. He's wearing a cape and a top hat.
Well, you know how you get to Carnegie Hall? You know how you get to Carnegie Hall with a theremin?
How?
The Uber.
Well, that's true.
Jake, would you like to give the theremin? Actually,
I would love to give it a shot, and then maybe bring the slide whistle
up here as well, and we can do a duet of sorts.
Oh, my God. I am so excited right now.
Do you have the slide whistle?
Do I have this?
I'm certainly looking forward to this.
Can I be your theremin?
Let's get Josh Arnold on the theremin. And Chick McGee is getting his slide whistle.
All right. He's
getting all ready. I'm getting ready over here, too.
Chick is inadvertently hitting the theremin.
Chick is playing it with his butt. Okay, you're going to have...
You're playing the theremin, you don't know it.
Can you hear that? Are those headphones on?
How do you stop that?
Well, no, you just step away from it.
You can't step in the field.
You can't step in the field of the theremin.
Out of my field of theremin!
Can't you play your slide whistle at your desk?
You wanted me to get up over here from the video.
That's before I thought that your body was going to be shooting off the theremin.
Jake, what about this classic gag?
Okay, that's somewhat visual. No one saw it. Thank you.
We're on Facebook Live. Somebody saw it.
Chick is air humping the theremin.
Yeah, he's playing it with his wiener.
Okay, could we not do that, please?
Please do not disrespect my theremin.
And I'll see you at the book burning.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm back over here now.
Are we doing it to good vibrations? Ready?
That sounds terrible.
You see how brilliant Brian Wilson was.
We are a little pitchy there, dog. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Try doing spooky stuff on the theremin.
Well, he's got that down.
Yeah, see, that sounds very sci-fi. Okay, you don't have to move your left hand.
I disagree. I think a lot of it's in the presentation.
Uh-huh. Okay. So pretend that you're in a scary movie and they're walking. Yeah, that'll do it. Nothing's more scary than a slide.
Well, the scary part is Vibs is in our Facebook Live video.
Can you imagine? Well, I've had a long time living abroad. The only thing I want to do is get back to the United States of America and listen to Bob and Tom. You know, it just gives me a sense of being at home again.
Okay. All right. Try playing along with this track. Ready?
What do you got? Oh, we can't even. Oh.
That actually wasn't bad.
Not bad, not bad. Coming up next hour, one more hour to go, a classic segment from 2003 featuring the song Camel Toe. Also one of our favorites, Jimmy Pardo, Nick Griffin, Pat Godwin, Pornhub, and Donnie Baker. It's all on the way next here on the Bob and Tom Show.
We're joined by John Madden, of course.
Of course.
It's actually Frank Caliendo in the studio.
Oh, no, this is John Madden, and I hate Frank Caliendo.
Tell us about the Super Friends.
Well, they're the greatest announcer of all time, that guy coming. Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, Aquaman prepares a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because he can't do crap.
Using his telepathic powers, Aquaman summons a can of sardines.
This is going to make a great sandwich, Batman.
I wish I had that guy in my life, because if a joke didn't work, that guy could just come in all the time like,
meanwhile, somewhere in another joke, John Madden's still talking. And there were little people there, and they were making toys and putting one foot in front of the other. And Jessica was the prettiest puppet ever, and Rudolph was there. He had a red nose, and he wasn't.
But now
wasn't
back to the Super Friends.
Meanwhile, back at the Bob and Tom Show, and I'm still going. You got to turn my mic off. You can't stop me.
Stop. Isn't it bad? I like to look at some of these things. Like you go back and you look at, like my mom always watched Perry Mason, mm-hmm. and that's all she ever watched. And I went back and I looked, and he was in Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was in a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God. It's the funniest to go back and look at him like in Godzilla and be thinking, isn't it true that you breathe fire on the people of Tokyo? Isn't it also true that you trampled on hundreds of thousands of people? Isn't it also true that I'm running out of breath?
Oh, wait a second.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hello, this is Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
Hello, calling, visiting, listening to show.
Uh-huh.
Very funny.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry,
well,
sir.
Well, why are you calling?
Why are you calling,
we're visiting. We're visiting with comedian Frank Caliendo. He was just talking about Raymond Burr. John Madden. Does the John Madden. Uh-huh, very yeah. good. He was doing his impression of the fabulous actor Raymond Burr. You're familiar with Mr. Burr, of course. Perry Mason.
Ironside.
Yeah, Ironside, yes.
Ironside, yeah. Perry Mason, Ironside, that's right.
It's a big group today.
Yeah.
Rock Ironside.
Ironside, yeah. He was actually, it was interesting because we were talking about one of Mr. Burr's earliest films. Of course, the legendary, you want to, the film.
Not familiar with Uri Raven Burr.
Yes, I was in Godzilla.
I never
Frank,
thought
congratulations. You're here. The
1 millionth
time we've done that bit, ladies and gentlemen.
Every day off.
We're back. This is the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. One of our favorites, Jimmy Pardo, comes in whenever we dig out the song Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. Jimmy Pardo feels obligated to play the air bass. It's pretty funny.
Now, we made a mistake on the show today. We forgot
did?
That Jimmy Pardo is the pretty much the ultimate player of what we like to call air bass.
I just bought my Kiss air bass strings.
Did
oh,
you?
Here, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Well, look at it.
There we go.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's kind of visual, certainly.
Hey, what the matter with the game?
Oh, that song, Josh.
Like you're having some kind of a
what's up?
Some kind of a mental break.
Oh, I played up like Stanley Clark. I played like Jocko.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Like a,
yeah, it's much more of a jazz. No, I'm not mocking you. I just was surprised.
Up high like a gentleman.
Yeah,
you're down here. You're Jack Blades and Night Ranger. Pass up here like a gentleman.
Yes, there you go.
Like a gentleman.
Hard pass.
Like a gentleman.
Jack Blades, don't be.
Jack Blades, a
nice
good bassist
guy.
Who needs to raise his bass.
Really nice
he
guy.
Plays it around his knees.
That's
like
Dee Dee played it way down low too.
Who did?
Dee Dee Ramone.
Right, Pat.
It's
really,
a look.
Do we talk about their bass play, the Ramones?
It's a look.
No, no one does.
Does everybody go, oh, you like the Ramones? Oh, they're bassist. Never. Bring it up. Get that slap going.
Never happens.
Would you like a different song? We could dig something else up for you.
Do you have a favorite bass song?
Well, that's it. That's
when
my favorite.
When you're doing air bass on stage at karaoke bass night.
It's always this that I bring the house down. Nobody's expecting to hear Redbone.
No.
This all started on your show. Remember Redbone had...
It was Guardians of the Galaxy that that song really came back in.
Yeah. But we were doing it on this show years before
that's true.
And I will not stand for Chris
Pratt.
To get more credit with his firm thighs and gorgeous face.
That is a good song, though.
It's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
song.
Why they came up? That there was a fake Redbone band going around claiming to be Redbone?
Huh.
And then Redbone had to issue a press release saying, that's not us.
It's like, why is somebody ripping off Redbone?
Well, because no one knows who they are, so they can get away with it.
Get away with it.
Never heard of them.
I mean, that's what they're doing with Foreigner. How many of those guys can you pick?
I saw Foreigner at the Hollywood Bowl.
I don't think anyone would know anyone in that band except for the lead singer who's not going out with them.
Lou Graham?
That's really, but yeah. Kelly Hansen's the lead singer now. I went to see him at the Hollywood Bowl, and I want you to guess how many original members of Foreigner were on that stage.
Zero. One.
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
They were literally foreigners to the band.
Yes. Yeah. They were literally a cover band at the Hollywood Bowl.
How can they do that?
Who's the guy that runs the band?
Who's the? It's
Lou Graham, Mick Jones.
No, Mick Jones.
Oh, Mick Jones.
Mick Jones
sick.
Is the guy from the band.
So Mick Jones, he owns the one guy that's usually in the band, but Mick Jones was sick that night, so they had this guy who tours along with them just in case Mick gets sick. And apparently I'm Nipsey Russell. And hello.
Powell.
Mick gets sick. The other guitarist has to do the licks.
So it's sort of like seeing one of those Beatle cover bands.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's Foreigner.
But they sell it as Foreigner, and you pay the price like it's a Foreigner.
Yes. But I mean, they've had like 400 guys in the band, right?
Yeah, Chicago's getting close to that too, where they have there's just three original members now in Chicago, and. But they're all great. By the way, Chicago's better than ever, so I'm not putting them down. It's just, it's not the original guys.
Our art director, huge.
Did Redbone, are they still out there?
I think the originals came back. They said, hey, we got to ride this wave of pub.
That happened to Fleetwood Mac just before they really blew up. There was a different Fleetwood Mac out there without Mick Fleetwood.
Really?
Back during like 77?
Yeah.
Really?
Just before, there were two of them out there, and they had to lawyer and
not
go
not the
after.
Bluesy one. But
Peter Green's?
Yeah, not the Peter.
Bob Welch.
Bob
Welch.
There were two
sentimental ladies
at the same time. That'd be kind of a cool reality show.
Bob Welch always hung through his nose. What was your first favorite song ever?
Oh, that's a great question.
And I'll start mine by Rockford Files, believe it or not. It was the first single I ever bought, the 45.
What?
My first song.
I know. No words.
That's the organ.
Nick. Nick, I love you. Don't tell that to anyone else.
I just told it to millions.
Mine was Black and White by Three Dog Night. That was my first 45.
Mine was the Three Dog Night. Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Mama Told Me.
That organ, man.
That's... Open up the window, let some air into this room.
Not to get the room a little bit hipper, but as I like to do.
Okay.
Your first 45?
My first song, this is the first song I ever bought. I bought it at Woolworth's at the Van Aken Center. And...
I like this song.
Here it is.
Sugar,
sugar, not yet.
Sorry.
Here we go. Ready?
My first single I ever purchased, the Archie Sugar Sugar.
Oh, suck.
But I had a whole bunch of 45s. It wasn't fair because the guy across the street from me was a morning DJ, so he would give me all the 45s. But the first one I purchased, I had a lot of music early.
Now, I had an interesting story. I met someone this summer. I was at an event, and we got talking, and we both had kids. We were talking about our children's names, and they have a son named Rivington. And I said, did you name him after... the band that did Papa Umau Mau.
And they said, sir, please leave us alone.
I've never heard of that song.
And they had not heard of the band.
What?
They hadn't?
They hadn't heard of it?
How dare they?
That's weird.
So what was your first grown-up album? I remember the very first grown-up album I bought. Deep Purple Machine Head. That was the turning point for
me. Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet.
Oh, you're a child.
You are a child. Heaven.
Mine was Styx Grand Illusion.
That's a good one.
Mine was the Cars' first album.
That's a good one.
Steppenwolf Greatest Hits.
Boy, was that the 45? That joke's never funny.
The Pusher Man.
I hate when people make that joke. Whoa, what's that one song?
I
put
like
a gun in
joke.
Your mouth. I
shoot. I shoot him if he runs.
The Pusher Man.
The
first album I ever bought was The Doors.
Very nice.
That's a great album. Boy, you love or hate The Doors, huh? I mean, it's like...
That's
you
love.
You're not kidding.
I love them, but if you people hate them.
Chick, you want to step in here?
What, who? What? I was
The Doors?
Paying attention.
The Doors, you got thoughts?
I never liked The Doors. I don't think Jim Morris can sing. I'm trying to sing.
Tom loves The Doors.
It's lost
that was your
me.
Bob Welch impression.
I, I like the fact
that, sentimental lady.
I like the fact that you can be so wrong and really have a lot of confidence.
No, you know what? I'm not wrong or right. That's my opinion, and I'm okay if I never hear another Doors song again.
Music
That's
is like comedy. You know, everybody has a personal style.
That's
and
right.
Okay, I guess.
Not everybody appeals to everybody.
But the Rivingtons.
That opening to Riders on the Storm, that does nothing for you, Chick?
Nope, nothing.
Really?
I love People Are Strange.
Me too. Well,
me too.
Yeah, People Are Strange.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I kind of like the music to Peace Frog. That's okay, but...
What about L.A. Woman?
L.A. Woman, that's
Then he comes
terrific.
In and urinates on the...
urinates on it?
What's, is it Roadhouse Blues?
Great song.
I love that song.
Yeah, you know,
but that's
I'm
L.A. Woman.
I'm
that's not Roadhouse Blues.
How about the end? How's the end sound, Chick?
So at the beginning of Apocalypse Now, do you put it on mute? Yeah. So you don't hear this is the
end?
This is the end.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with it. Was it they just
no,
celebrated
no
what?
Tom, there's no argument. It's my opinion.
They just celebrated what? Was it the 40th anniversary of the release of the Doors album? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, very nice, friend. In case you're wondering more about the Rivingtons.
Not really.
No, not one person
no
in this
one
room
cares
is interested.
About them but you.
People are getting out of their cars. They're that disinterested.
And their cars are still running on the highway.
They're jumping off
yeah,
the bridge.
Jumping out, they're jumping hey! Home.
They're setting their hair on fire out. And then combing it out.
Anything but to hear more about the Rivingtons. I want to hear about the kid more than the band.
Can you do the air bass to the Rivingtons?
I don't know. I've never tried.
No,
never
no.
Tried.
I know he can. I know he can.
I don't think there's any bass in
there. There it is. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. A little run there. If you're doing air bass,
man, does that suck!
This is a little bit obscure.
You're talking about the song.
The song. You are amazing.
Here's something Thank obscure. You. One of you may get this. You mentioned the song "Roadhouse Blues." It's on the album "Wars." No, that's
L.A. Woman.
That's L.A. Woman.
Whatever.
So if look, your invalid criticism would be slightly better if you were
it's not
even
a criticism.
Close
it's not
to the
a
album.
Criticism. I don't
to get back
like
to my
doors.
Question. The Doors
You'll
famously and sadly never had an official bass player, but that's, by the way, the reason L.A. Woman is so good is they actually had a bass player and a rhythm guitar.
Can you name the bassist on that song, sir? If you can, I'll give you all the money in my pocket.
On Roadhouse Blues?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Lonnie Mack, the famous guitarist who had never played a bass guitar in his life.
I should tell you this. That's not the answer I was looking for, so I will not give you the money.
Sorry.
Sorry,
Tom.
I may not hold up to my end of the bargain.
That's the correct answer.
Yes. I was going with the touring band.
Jerry Sheff
I was looking for Jerry
and
Sheff.
Doug Lubom played the occasional bass on Doors albums,
okay.
But it was Lonnie Mack. And
damn it.
The reason the bass is so cool on this is because Lonnie Mack had never played a bass guitar.
I didn't know that.
Do you know who's playing harmonica?
I'm going to go with Jerry Sheff again.
No.
I'm going to insist Jerry Sheff for
Jim.
No.
Bob Dylan.
Nope.
Give us the initials. I know that you hate that game.
J.S.
J.S. I got to go with Jerry Sheff.
No.
John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, that's
close.
A great guess.
Very close.
That's a great
Jerry
guess.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's another great guess.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jessica Simpson.
The, originally uncredited, it's the great John Sebastian who's been a guest on this show.
Great guess.
Yes.
We welcome him back, don't we, Jim?
The pinnacle of mediocrity, John Sebastian.
Well, oh, my God.
Are you out of your mind?
No, it's my opinion. I have my opinion.
And I'm so glad you can be confident to be this wrong at the same time.
There's no right or wrong.
You don't like
yes,
that
there is.
11 Spoonful tune?
Nope.
Hot Town Summer in the City?
Yeah, back of your neck. Dirt. Grit.
Hot Town.
Summer in the City. Now, I will admit, when I hear the song Welcome Back, Cotter.
Then
I like this song.
I love it.
Hate,
I like it.
Hate.
Love, I have it on a CD
love,
called blah, Suddenly blah, 70s, blah. And it's terrific.
Hate,
I'm
welcome
barely
back.
Singing, blah, blah, blah.
Good tune.
We, by the way, John Sebastian's name came up at a poker game one night, and it ruined the game.
Much like this show?
Some people thought that he had died, and then it was just before the internet, and we had to then leave the game and somehow go to a late-night bookstore and find out if John Sebastian... Like, it was a big
kidding?
Argument, because money was on the line. My father was in visiting. He insisted he was alive. Comedian Chip Chinnery insisted he was dead. My dad and Chip Chinnery are betting hundreds of dollars over if John Sebastian was alive. Oh, he's alive.
He's alive.
Well,
he's still alive.
My dad won.
I didn't know.
Supremely gifted guy. He's great. But he's playing the harmonica on that Doors song.
Wow.
It's kind of an obscure trivia fact. And for the rest of us that enjoy the Doors, unlike Chick.
Okay, let's...
Who enjoys the Doors in the studio? Everybody but me?
I do like the Doors.
Some
yes.
songs, yeah.
I'm not a
Christy,
big fan.
No, you don't like the leather pants.
I don't dislike them, but I've never.
You're indifferent?
I didn't own a Doors album growing up.
Like, well, you were too busy with Sugar Sugar.
No, that was when I was
that's
younger.
That's a good song, too.
That was a blows. 45. I told you I grew up in song. 75 or 6 and bought Deep Purple Machine Head whenever that came out.
You look up Mediocrity in the dictionary. There's a picture. Look at the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
They are.
The Archies?
No, Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
They just,
did last year.
Last year.
Which I was at, by the way. I loved it. Went to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
really?
Show. Yeah, got to cover it for the AV Club.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
And we're hanging out backstage.
Who'd you meet?
Chicago and Deep Purple. And Steve Miller went past with Cheap Full
Trick?
Of Anger. Cheap Trick was there. Yeah. Wow. It was great.
Did you get to
Cheap
Trick, interview
them? They're Illinois
we interviewed
boys.
Everybody. We interviewed all of them. And my buddy Pat Francis and I. And then reported back for the AV Club. And it's amazing. You go to that, and everybody there, it's all these rock and roll reporters that are joyless. They had no fun, and Pat and I are running around like idiots and talking to the band, and they were they couldn't believe two people cared, and so they're all giving great answers, and it was fun.
We were talking about Lonnie Mack, the great guitarist, who famously picked up a bass for the first time and played that. He sadly died a while back, and I can remember one of the things he said, referring to the contemporary music scene. He said, "The only thing that I ever sampled was my mama's cooking." They actually played their instruments, probably foreign to you.
Crabby old man who hates technology. Yes.
Is Cheap Trick from Rockford?
Rockford, Illinois. Yes,
Rockford,
sir.
Rockford, Illinois. I lost Cheap Trick in a divorce. Did I ever tell you that? Hot town, summer in the city.
Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. You don't like that? No?
I like that song.
Chick was wincing.
Pass.
That's a good song.
That's a great
Chick
song.
Chick McGee.
How about this one, Chick? You like this one, don't you?
Yeah, this. Look at this. What about
come on,
the
come
only
on.
Thing about this is Jimmy's air bass. He's beyond repair.
Are you going to participate? Come on, you can't help it.
Hey.
See?
Come on, Nick. What?
American Indians, these guys.
We should do a compilation.
First Native American Indian with a number one hit.
We should do a compilation of things that was less than mildly racist. We should do a compilation of incomprehensible lyrics.
No, because we'd be here all day.
Because those are
Louie would be.
Those are incomprehensible.
The only reason I know is because we looked them up the last time
you
were here.
You don't understand the lyrics to L.A. Woman?
I don't
LA
care.
L.A. Woman, that's how.
She was in a Hollywood bungalow. Do you know what a bungalow is?
Of course he knows what a bungalow is.
What's a bungalow?
I'm not clear on words. I'm sorry.
What's a bungalow? Smart guy.
You mean like the BJ bungalow?
What is a bungalow?
A real conversation.
What type of home is a bungalow?
What is a bungalow? I don't know.
And can I get the address to the BJ bungalow, please?
Well, you know, the third of them boys is at the BJ bungalow.
I think a bungalow, I think, it's like a house where the upstairs is a... like the roof is the ceiling.
Well, that's
what?
Yeah, like it's two stories.
Hang on. Oftentimes, roof.
It's a two. Here
is
in other words,
here
it's like
the official definition.
A two. Let me finish. It's a two story with a dormer, where that upstairs room is a the ceiling is the roof, right?
Is it an attic? Or is it
but
just
it's, no, but it's a two-story.
This is one of those things where don't even try.
I thought
to
a
say
bungalow was just a two-bedroom, one-bath, small little house.
Here's the Webster's definition.
It has bung in it.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
That's true.
You know what you call it?
Bungalow
when
is Latin.
When you dig the basement.
It means house of bung. That's right. A one-story.
By the way, I saw House of Bung open for the door.
Oh, boy. That was a show. That was a tour. That was a tour.
Those guys, until they lost Eric, they were good.
A one-storied house with a low-pitched roof. Also, a house having 1.5 stories and usually a front porch. That's the definition.
Okay. Oh, that would mean I'm right.
Yes, Tom, you're right. I guess.
Would it? Really it doesn't sound like anything you described.
That doesn't sound like anything he said.
A bungalow,
it
I think.
Doesn't sound like anything he said.
One more segment to go here on this Tuesday. It's a classic segment from 2003 featuring the song Camel Toe. Man, oh man, you don't want to miss it. Stick around to the Bob and Tom Show.
This is the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Studios and heard on this great station and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network.
I saw her sitting in a barroom in that smoky atmosphere. She smiled back at me.
Yes, I drank down one last beer. She pulled me on the dance floor, and we danced a song or two. It was then I realized that I bit off more than I could chew. I think I'm dancing with a man. She's got calluses on her hand. She's got a voice deeper than mine. She gets a stiffy when we grind. I think I'm dancing with a man. We sat down and talked a while. And we listened to the band. Oh, and a friend of mine walked by.
Hello, Tim Wilson.
And he asked her if she'd dance. Then he gently took her hand. Ooh, and he twirled her round and round. It looked like he was having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Until her skirt fell to the ground. I think he's dancing with a man. The boys at the lodge won't understand. And with her hand on his behind, they two-step till 9:30. Think he's dancing with a man. Giddy, 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 giddy. Oh, Lord, we're dancing with a man. It'll be known throughout the land. The two boys from Texas danced a jig with a dude who wore a wig. We've been dancing with a man. She crushed a beer can on her head. Good Lord, her forehead's red. We've been dancing with a damn big man.
Right.
This is the Bob and Tom Show in the Napa Auto Parts Studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. This is Christopher speaking. We're going to wind up this Tuesday with a classic segment from 2003 featuring Bob and Tom and Camel Toe. Here we go.
I got this letter from someone who's paying way too much attention, which we appreciate. Gerard. Dear Bob and Tom.
Gerard?
That's the guy's name, Gerard.
All right.
Jerry.
I guess, I don't know, maybe he calls himself Jerry. I don't know. Is it just me, or does this one name thing have the makings of another one of Tom's coffee table books?
Oh, God.
Yes.
No.
Oh,
now,
the,
you'll remember
the cameo book.
The original coffee table book idea was that Tom was going to put all the still pictures from movies where
the famous actor played themselves.
Famous actor playing themselves in movies.
That'd be good.
For instance?
Anger Management, Bob Knight.
Sandy Koufax, Mr. Ed.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Mr. Ed's not a movie.
Well, yeah, that's a different book, the TV book.
TV.
Don Drysdale.
I think Bob Knight and Anger Management.
Beverly
Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In any event, we got on a discussion of people with one name.
Yeah.
We got a pretty good list going, actually. A couple of them that we did leave off. Dracula. One name.
Well, I said Frankenstein, Wolfman, and all that stuff.
Godzilla.
Godzilla, you say?
Yeah.
Hold on, I have a phone call, believe it or not.
What?
What a stunner.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Is it real? Is the Bob and Tom Show?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Bob and Tom, you guys are locked.
Ah, thank you so much.
Visiting Lexington, Kentucky.
You're in Rexington. I mean Lexington. Thank you.
Rexington, Kentucky. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of racehorses.
Racehorses, yes.
Yes. Could it help listening in to radio?
Yeah.
Don't know, maybe problem with sunspots or something.
Yes.
It could be today. There's going to be a big solar storm, that's right.
Lots of really weird magnetic things going on. And
yes.
Radiation storms.
All of our electronics are going haywire.
It's bad for you.
Yeah. Can't affect your cameras.
Hey,
so I don't
anybody think. There got a camera?
Anybody here have a camera?
They all have cameras.
Dumbass, we all got cameras.
Yeah, what a surprise.
But a minute ago, you talk about a story with one name, people.
Yeah, you know, people like Elvis and Sting and Slash.
A king.
Yeah, The Edge, I think he counts. Bono.
Dracula.
You heard of Bono?
Bono, but you too.
Cher.
What's that?
Cher, you like Cher?
I'm sitting in a chair right now.
Oh, no. Well, you know, famous people where just one name says it all. Uh-huh. You know.
He's very good.
Yes, he is. Well, you mentioned a certain name.
We had a couple of names there.
Not a Dracula.
Oh, Dracula,
no.
Monsters.
No, not a Dracula. Not
Frankenstein.
A
no.
You said Frankenstein and...
We got so many. You got
I remember.
Selena.
Serena.
How about the Chardet?
Chardet? I prefer Merlot myself, but
no,
anyway.
Not Chardonnay. Chardet. S-A-D-E, the English singer, I believe.
Oh, there's a smooth operator.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Smooth operator is right. We got your Jewel. You know who Jewel is?
Jewel, she got a... Big Hooter.
I refer to him as Hooters in Japan also. Yeah.
How about remember this? Remember Meatloaf?
Meatloaf! Big karaoke hit.
Uh-huh.
What song is that again?
Two Out of Three Ain't Bad.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
They play on a local radio station.
Yeah.
Now, Madonna's, I'm sure, huge in where you're from in Japan.
Very sexy.
Madonna.
Big Hooters, yes. Yeah.
How about Larry, Curly, and Moe? Remember the Stooges?
Larry, Curly, and Moe.
Larry?
Pick is a two.
Yeah, Liberace, there's a one-name guy.
Liberace. Lump Ranger,
right. Yeah. Sinbad the comedian. You know who Sinbad is?
Yeah, listen, there's a whole lot of doors, but I don't have all day.
We could go through the entire list.
Oh, I got it.
But you're right.
Yeah,
we don't have all day.
Obvious bit to edit over here.
Okay. Because you got your Eminem, your Dracula, your Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh,
I think you said we don't need to go through the whole list. I think all you have to do is
many Jesus jokes right
then, here. Okay, there's the big one, of course. It starts with a G. I'm talking about Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Well, if you're gonna go in alphabetical order, after Gandhi would be Godzilla, right?
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Godzilla, then you go.
Cowboy. You say something to catch my interest.
Uh-huh.
Boy, these boys here, they're going to their pants.
Why is that?
Well, because I don't know if you're aware of this.
Uh-huh.
Being a Japanese people, we are very afraid of that guy you mentioned.
Did you hear that there was a radiation storm in Japan yesterday?
It was a leak, actually.
Radiation leak.
Yeah.
Which, if you remember correctly, is how Godzilla was born.
That's right, Bobby.
No, reception here in Lexington a little sketchy.
Uh-huh, maybe it's the storm we're having.
Could be a solar flare.
Uh-huh.
Did you say something about Godzilla?
Yes, we said the Godzilla.
No, it's not like you say Godzilla or something.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom!
From the Napa Studios, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Everything about the show is at bobandtom.com. Check it out now.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, hi. Thanks very much for joining us. Christy Lee at the news desk. Chick McGee across the way at Sports Control. We all spend a lot of time on the internet. Chick?
Yes, sir.
Don't you? You spend a lot of time on the internet.
Oh, you don't see me. I'm either napping, eating, or on the internet. You know that.
There you go.
And there's a lot of slang out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For texting also. I think there's a couple we all know. We had a great letter last year about LOL.
Yeah. Right. I can't do that. I can't bring myself to do that.
Yeah, I can't.
Me either.
LOL
right.
means...
Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud. However...
One lady thought it was
lots of love. And she wrote a
heartfelt letter about someone in their office who was having very serious health issues.
And, who knew?
Was about to have surgery, and at the end of the letter, she put
LOL.
LOL. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend
that was sad and unfortunate.
I have a friend who signs LUMI, and it took me a long time to figure that one out.
Wait a minute. LUMI?
Uh-huh.
Which is?
Let's something. Let's underwrite.
LUMI.
Yes, let's underwrite McDonald's Incorporated. That's what that means.
What does it stand for?
Love you mean it.
Oh.
Love you mean
it. See, if someone says love you mean it, they don't mean it.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. Wouldn't it be L-Y?
It would, but.
Love you would be L-Y, but love you mean it.
See you soon.
Oh, L-Y-M-I? No, L. You know, it's all.
What about R-A-O-F-L-M-A-O? Isn't that one?
What?
Rolling around on the floor, laugh my ass off. I think that's
oh, wouldn't it, yeah. That's kind of lengthy. It would take me 10
minutes. It's easier than writing down, rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's one, and this is not in the non-political sense.
Okay.
Do you know what in slang in the internet acorn is?
No.
Something community. It'd be
No. It's not one of those.
These aren't what texting things. These are like internet things.
Thing. It's internet slang on chat rooms. If it's for men only.
Oh, I don't know.
An acorn?
If a guy's an acorn, anybody he has a
big set of nuts.
No. It's very small in the groin area.
What?
Small
he has a small
Johnson.
Male member.
Small Johnson. Uh-huh. Chick, you know this one, I'm sure. ABDL.
ABDL.
Always be.
No. Okay. Adult baby diaper lover.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't hear that, Chick.
All right.
Staying with the A's.
Yes.
A and then numeral 3. A3.
I don't know.
It means anywhere, anytime, any place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look out.
I like that one.
Around the world.
By the way,
anywhere, any place.
There are more than 100 pages of these.
What?
And every page has about, I don't know, 60 entries. So there
are all
hundreds and hundreds of these abbreviations.
Well, POS, parent over shoulder.
Right.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my kids.
These are not ranked by usage. That would be a lot more helpful. I bet POS, that's probably one of the most used, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think
that
so.
That and LOL. Yeah. AF would be written by women.
How would you like a...
No. It stands for Aunt Flo.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
It does.
AF?
Yeah, AF. Mm.
I never heard the term Aunt Flo till I met you guys.
Really?
Which means... Christy, you want to take that one?
It means your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Means you're flowing.
Your menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we all know...
painters
are... WTF.
Yeah, what? We all know
what
that.
What the heck?
Yeah. Here's a variation on that. AFT. The first word is about. The third word is time.
Okay.
AFT, okay.
Now, this next one's been around since prior to the internet.
Hmm.
It's one of the classics as far as I'm concerned.
SOS?
At least on radio.
SOS.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Here, we're playing some classics.
Nobody plays more classic abbreviations.
Sending this out to the survivors of the Titanic.
Yep, baby.
WSOS.
It's Chuck Michaels, a little fog hat.
What is the classic?
A-H.
A-H?
Yeah, describing another person.
H as in hole. Okay.
Yes, we've been using this one on radio for a long, long time.
Gotcha.
One of the ones used the most probably AFC, away from computer.
Clown is the third word. Clown.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
AMF.
Audio smother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did you know that one?
Well, I used it a lot when I was in my younger years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? That's good. Good. I did not. I would never have gotten.
He
that
grew up
one.
In L.A.
Mm-hmm. Adios was a key word in my language.
One of the biggest ones.
It means
on...
goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my friend. AMF.
Yes, indeed. Goodbye, my friend.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Amigo.
My old friend.
Jack, season in the sun.
This is one of the most used on Twitter, and it is APOS.
I don't know.
APOS. It's a piece of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. POS is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's annoying piece of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, annoying. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
That's what that means that people are calling me.
Here, this,
no. I always thought it was a parent over shoulder.
Yeah.
This kind of fits in with your questions on a date, but this is an internet chat room. ASL, age, sex, location.
Ah, okay.
A3.
Getting right to it.
Mm-hmm. I like A3.
ASL, age, sex, location.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So preferably the first one over 18.
I see. Why'd you have to do that? I knew you were going to say
yes,
that.
Yes, that's required by law.
I'm amazed by you sometimes.
Wow.
In the last one, in the garage.
Yeah, uh-huh. Nice. In a bunny suit.
I'm bored is best said by ASDFGHJKL.
What? Why can't you just put on board?
Yeah, it's just you just take your fingers and go
straight across home row.
Yeah.
Board.
Board.
Yeah. IIR.
IIR.
Idiot in room.
Oh.
Good.
Why are you all looking at me?
Oh, here, you'll get this one, Christy. LYLT.
Love you a long time.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
YPC.
Love you long time.
Love you long time.
What about YPC?
YPC. You.
You pick color.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I need to go
there. They've jumped the shark now here.
What? How's that?
Uh-oh.
Is it JTS?
It's J. It starts with a J.
Oh.
JSMP.
JSMP.
You can't. The last part is my pants. Christy, this gets back to your dating questions.
No.
By the way, Christy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Tom.
KYPO?
KYPO. Keep your pants on.
Keep your panties on.
Oh, panties.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
You're getting good at these, mm-hmm. Christy. I would never get any of these.
Not that good.
Oh, here's one.
Well, I didn't know that.
Depends
on what.
This one, I don't think you read the initials. I think you just say this one. Moobs.
Moobs?
Yeah. Man boobs. M-O-O-B-S.
Moobs.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Mm. Okay, here's another one.
Is SMD on there?
It's the same as SMC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dear Bob and Tom, my dad was a World War II veteran. We always used his favorite abbreviation from the Army around the house to describe his status as boss of the house. All MMFIC,
right.
Which stood for Main Mother
mm-hmm.
In Charge.
In Charge. Uh-huh. Those others are SNAFU.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Those are classics.
SNAFU came from the war?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, SNAFU has entered the language.
Situation yes.
Normal. Situation yeah, normal. All blanked mm-hmm. up.
Fouled. Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Christy, you may know this one.
What?
MTL. BWY?
MTLBWI.
Why? Sorry.
OBWY.
May the Lord be with you.
Oh, that's nice.
Alternate version, may the force be with you.
No, no, no. There's no alternate version.
Well, no, but I'm just
texting you are.
You are.
Thank you.
May the Lord be with you.
I've seen this one. MYOB. Mind your own business.
Oh, yeah, bring your own
right.
booze.
Right.
No, that's BYOB, Bob. Oh.
I see.
Yeah, I would like to see a survey of the ones that are most commonly. I think that BYOB have to be RSVP.
Well, BFB. Yeah, that was around long before.
Yeah,
texting.
There's a lot of them.
Sure, these are certainly the classics. Okay, we have to take a short break.
Blow J, you know.
Excuse me.
I think we have to.
I think we're going to get in trouble.
I think Bob is trying to one up everybody by going with the classics.
Well, I mean, if we're talking initials, there's a lot of them out there that we already know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, uh-huh. But these are
another one. I didn't know SNAFU. I learned something today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, SNAFU's
going to be
been
a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always used the word. I just thought it was just a mess up. Somebody messed up. It was
That's
a
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't been cleansed. The way with a la frickin' and friggin'.
It is situation normal, all fouled up.
All fouled up.
Fouled.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
You were way off.
No, way, way off. Yes.
Now, here's one for Donnie Baker.
What?
STG.
STG.
Swear to God.
Swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's in here.
It should be STGM. Swear to God, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one. Chickster, I bet you get this one.
Go.
Once again, chat room chat. TDTM.
TD2. No,
nope. First word is talk.
Talk dirty to me.
Mm-hmm.
Talk dirty to me.
You like that?
I like it when you say
I like
it.
A little dirty talk, absolutely.
Yeah, I like it when you
come
do
on.
It. Can you call and leave me a nasty voicemail later? hello, this is Tom. I'm getting ready for the shower right now.
You're fired, you dirty son of a...
That would be... Tom talking dirty would be the most clinical, awful thing you've
imagine?
Ever heard. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I am getting prepared for the shower right now.
Yes,
the water is...
I love it when you gyrate your pelvis area
toward my face. And
no,
can you hang on just a second?
Yeah, hold on. I got another call.
And
hey, listen, I got to take this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good talking to you, though. Yeah.
Oh, it's my attorney.
Gotta go.
So put down the razor. It's my attorney.
Just wait till you hear what we have next. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Rothband is our guest. Jeff is a fine comedian.
I actually had to do that once.
What?
Be a pallbearer. And that,
oh, my
that's
God.
That's heavy.
Yes,
that's a heavy job.
Yeah. I actually had to go to a funeral, and I was asked to be a pallbearer, and I, always a pallbearer.
Never the corpse.
Never the corpse. I'm sorry.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Once again, thanks for joining us with us in the studio. Comedian Ms. Pat. Ms. Pat is a mom, a wife, and we've been meeting her here. She's a very fine comedian as well. We were just talking about your real life, where you're a landlady.
Yes. The most horrible job in the world.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Other than being married to somebody you don't like.
Well, and you're...
yeah, I could have that. And my girlfriends are miserable, so I'd rather be the landlord.
Yeah, and you, and you said you're more or less a landlord to your 23-year-old? Is that right? Or
no, I said, I tell my tenants, I said, I'm not a landlord. I will fight you over my money. That's in my lease. I will slap you.
Uh-huh.
Really?
And,
yeah. And I tell them, I said, I'm not really a landlord. I just have a piece of property that I really don't want, and I will fight you over my money.
And so, what do you call your money? Your husband money?
Yeah. I said, nobody takes my husband money but me. So I'm not going to let another lady get in on that. So I got to get his money so I can look like a hero.
Okay. Now, I want to get back to a topic we were discussing earlier, Ms. Pat. I don't know if you've heard about this. The so-called 5-second rule. If you drop food on the floor, if you pick it up within 5 seconds, it's safe to eat it. Unfortunately, scientists don't agree with that.
Of course not.
Who agreed?
Now, do you cook much?
No, this is a Chick-fil-A body.
Oh, really?
Strictly fast food. I don't know how to cook.
Are you
really.
Kidding me? Really? I would have never thought that.
I know everybody. You saying that because I'm. You said that.
Wild,
you said that because
awful generalization are you going to make now?
He think I can cook because I'm a big black lady. All big black ladies can't cook. We all can't sing. Everybody think I'm a singer. If I say I'm going to get on stage, oh, I know you're a gospel singer. I'm like, no, I cuss like a sailor. I'm not a gospel singer. They immediately think I'm a gospel singer because I'm fat and I look like Patti LaBelle or Aretha Franklin. I'm like, I'm not a guy. Look, my voice is deep. I sound like Barry White. So why would I be trying to sing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of time when I'm in the bedroom, my husband be like, don't talk. Don't talk. I think you're a lineman. My husband be like, clear your throat. Clear your throat. Clear your throat. I hear that at least 10 times a night. Clear your throat. You sound like my daddy.
Let me ask you this, Ms. Pat. Does your husband have a nickname for you?
No.
I mean, does he call you like
Oh, he do. He
call
me Patty Waddy.
Patty Waddy?
And
Patty
I hate Waddy. That. I don't Patty know Waddy. Why. Because a lot of people, I say my stage name is Miss Pat, and people immediately think it's Miss Patty. So he always teased me with Patty Waddy.
Patty Waddy.
I don't know why
that sounds like a doll that wets its pants, doesn't it? Patty Waddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I can see why you wouldn't like that.
I don't
like that. Do you have a nickname for him?
No. That you can say on the radio.
No, I cannot say it on the radio.
Where
we all got nicknames
button?
For them. Don't get naked.
Well, Dear Bob and Tom writes, Marion, I have worked in many restaurants in 42 years as a waitress.
Oh,
if
no.
you think restaurants do not follow the 5-second rule, you are not living in reality.
See, there you go. That's right.
By the way, some restaurants are nice enough to throw stuff back in the grill if it's hit the floor. But it does get served.
I I believe that.
That's true. I used to work at McDonald's. And we did not. A cheeseburger hit the floor. You blessed it. Like, you know, remember when you was little, you used to find candy on the ground with ants, and you knocked the ants off of it? Oh, I guess y'all wasn't as poor as I was. That's the only way I got candy.
Oh, wow. Let's get back to the mailbag. Oh, my God.
I suddenly feel depressed.
That's a five-second rule. Here we go.
Dear Bob and Tom, regarding the floors of an operating room.
Oh.
Very clean.
I had suggested they would be probably the worst places in the world.
No, very clean. Don't they wear little footies
sterile.
On their feet and everything?
It's all sorts of body fluids end up all over the floors.
What?
I work in a hospital, although I use the five-second rule at home if it's food that is non-sticky. I practice the zero-second rule at work, and not just in the operating room, anywhere in the hospital.
Yeah.
And probably for a three-block radius around the hospital. Hospital floors are notorious for being absolutely filthy with bacteria from large amounts of bodily fluids and substances that end up on them, in spite of the very high-powered disinfectants used to clean them. I often get a paper towel to pick something up I've dropped on the floor, food, my pen, a paperclip, etc. I do not touch the floor. Although then I'll get an alcohol wipe to clean up any non-food item after that. If I drop a pen, sometimes I just throw it away.
Wow. Something wrong with her.
Wow.
Yeah, no wonder healthcare costs so much.
Now, how about this?
Throwing away all their pens.
How about this? We were talking about pigs earlier, and let me ask you this, Ms. Pat. You ever had a body you wanted to get rid of?
Sure.
I mean, like someone you wanted to, you know, ice?
Yeah,
okay, sure.
Yeah, your former tenant.
Oh, not as bad as I would like to get rid of my first kid's father who paid me $4.10 a month.
Okay, you want to read child what do you got over there, Tom?
Well, yeah, Ms. Pat.
That's a true story, and he asked me for the $4.10 back.
Wow.
He did. He said he's got a new wife, and he was like, the kids are 25 and 23. You know, get your child support cut off. I was like, my back child support? Why? He's like, because it's got me and my wife struggling. I was like, $4.10 got y'all struggling? He was like, well, what you going to do with it? I said, I'm going to keep you struggling. I can buy me some eyelashes with $4.10. A sandwich.
Yeah, you do have nice eyelashes, by the way.
Yeah, I bought them. $4.10.
So far we've established the fact that your hair is a cap and your...
A cap.
A hair cap.
I'm sorry.
It's called a wig.
A wig.
A cap.
A fashion
that
wig.
That sounds like a baseball, like your hat.
Yeah.
Your wig is a cap.
Remember that song, Put On Your High-Heeled Sneakers, Wear Your Wig Hat On Your Head? Remember that?
That ain't what that song said.
Yeah.
Put on your higher shoe, your red dress. Sneakers,
wear your wig hat on your head.
What?
Oh, please, talk like that the rest of the morning. Please, yeah, keep going.
Excuse me, can we get back to the pig farm, please?
I hope your next wife is black, Tom.
Okay.
You know what?
So do we.
We all share that same hope.
We've got the same goal. He'll come home and say, did you turn into a man?
That is what's called in Vegas as a long shot. But it's worth a couple bucks, right?
Yeah, I'll put money on it.
Heck yeah.
Great for the show.
Now, Pat, I was trying to remember the last time you were here. Gunnar, have you met Pat before?
This is the first time.
And I don't know how to delicately ask you this, but weren't you shot once?
In the breast, in the head. It's twice. I was shot twice.
She was shot twice, remember?
In the breast.
No, I didn't remember. You were shot in the breast and in the head at the same time?
Oh, no. I don't think
I was. Two separate occasions?
Yeah, two separate occasions. Well, his father shot me in the head, and another dude shot me in the breast.
How'd you, obviously you came out okay.
Well, the doctor said if I was flat-chested, I would have died.
Well.
Thank God I'm not. Yeah. They're a little uneven now, but they work. But I think that's from age.
That's right. Gravity always wins. Hey,
they're real. You can tell real when women
boobs.
You can tell real boobs. They always get musty in the middle.
I'm sorry. Was that word musty?
Musty.
They always get musty in the middle.
What does that mean exactly?
Oh God.
Like humid and damp? Is that musty?
Yeah. Okay. Like a basement. They smell like an old basement.
All right. So, to sum up, in your opinion, a cleavage eventually smells like an old basement.
Real ones. They always smell like an old basement. Then you put powder in them and they look like little dipping dots.
Yeah.
Once the powder rolled up.
Oh, wow.
My kids always like, oh, your mommy got in dipping dots. I was like, maybe you don't want these.
Oh, boy. You put powder in there, maybe.
Maybe some
you
kind
want
of
to dry them up.
Maybe some kind of scented spritz would be the way to go.
No, that stuff will break out your skin. The powder keep them from sliding because when they get old, they end up on your back. So the powder keep them dry to keep them from being on your back.
Okay.
I'm not feeling very well.
Ms. Pat is our guest. So you got shot in the boob, huh?
Yeah.
And the head.
And the one in the head, did the bullet just graze your skull or what happened?
I guess it just like went in and came out. I'm okay.
Do you have a scar?
I have a really nice scar back there. And a lot of people, when I tell, like when I go and get my hair fixed from a new beautician, they'll be like, who hit you in the head? I was like, then nobody hit me in my head. And then I tell them, oh my God, you were shot in the head. I'm like, child, I've been done worse.
I believe I said it before. You are a badass.
I used to be. I'm retired. I got diabetes. I'm overweight. High blood pressure, cholesterol.
Yeah, well, if you and I are going to hang, the getting shot thing is not going to be part of the show.
Well, I don't get shot anymore.
No, it's over.
I don't even get beat up anymore. Me and my kid's father used to fight a lot. And he used to hit me in my left eye every Friday for nothing. So I was like, can you hit me in my right eye so we can balance this off?
It's Friday.
Oh, my God.
But I survived.
On a lighter note,
you are a survivor. Congratulations.
You're
for what?
Laughing about
for surviving.
It.
You're
I was going to survive.
It.
I had already. I told myself a long time ago when I was 16, I was like, I'm going to get him back. So I shot him.
Oh, no. Now
we're getting somewhere.
How's he doing? Did he survive?
Yeah, I shot him in the ankle with a 22, and it broke his whole leg.
$4.10, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he paid me $4.10 for child support, and I towed my car like it's an American Express.
Well, now, on a lighter note, let's get away from the shooting of each other.
That's action.
Well put, white man.
Move on to, do you wear perfume? Do you wear the same one every day?
I don't really get into that. I do wear perfume, but not a lot.
Yeah, okay. Just asking.
Because every time I put on perfume, I'm big, so bees start chasing me. So I keep away from smell good stuff.
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This
I think they think I'm
a show,
like
isn't
a
I'm learning
I think
so
they
many
think
things.
I'm a flower or something, because whatever I wear, I just attract incense. Uh-huh. Insects. Oh, that's the incense.
Insects, really?
I mean, I walk around with stuff stuck on me. I was like, what is wrong? So I stopped wearing
Maybe it's the basement odor. I don't know. Bugs could be attracted to that. Too.
On top of the perfume. You
See,
know.
All of that?
Wow. I might have termites. I don't know.
Ms. Pat
I wish
is
they would
trim guest.
Me down a little bit.
Do you have a dog, Ms. Pat?
Oh, I don't do animals. I got 4 kids.
Okay. All right. Well,
I can't do animals. They cost too much. You know, I can't have health care for the kids and the animals. I used to have a dog when I was little. This is a true story.
Uh-oh.
I have a million stories.
Does this end with gunfire like the
no,
other
No, no, no. Okay, I had a German Shepherd, the only dog, and I loved this dog to death. We were so poor that we could never feed our dog food. We had to give him whatever we ate. And so we were so poor we couldn't give him the bones. We had to start eating the bones. So my dog was like, look, y'all just too poor for me. He jumped off the back porch and killed himself. He did. And I was like, no, Pop, don't kill yourself. Democrats don't kill themselves. Republicans do.
I
think he killed himself
because
Ronald Reagan got reelected. Uh-huh. And he was like, y'all can feed me the first 4 years. Y'all ain't going to be able to feed me the next 4 years. So he killed himself. I was like, don't leave me, Pop, with these people.
What was the dog's name?
Pop. And I never had another dog.
Oh,
Pop.
Well, that's sad.
I had an old
German
Shepherd, too. Okay. An old one.
Well,
on a lighter note,
I have a, you know something? I actually do have a story that might be the antidote to that one.
Not an anecdote that might be the antidote.
That's right. The antidotal anecdote.
Right.
Dateline Cedar Rapids. The Hodsons had been reunited with their family dog who was stolen 4 years ago when they were living in Washington State. Margaret Hodson said she never expected to see Gretchen again. The dog was found wandering near a lake in Fort Lewis, Washington. A microchip helped authorities there find her owners. The dog was shipped to Iowa from USA Today this morning. Isn't that a nice, pleasant story?
People put microchips in their dogs?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
who do that? Rich people?
It's not
well,
very,
I don't know if it falls along socioeconomic lines.
If you get a dog from the pound, at least the one I did, they put a... They just put the chip in a little syringe. It's very quick and fairly inexpensive.
So why aren't they doing this with children? Why aren't we chipping our kids so we could just track them on satellite? Is that considered too big brother?
But I think so. I think there would be lots of problems.
Some sort of civil liberties problem
with
that?
I don't know where mine is.
You don't care where yours are?
No.
Really?
No, I got a 23-year-old that won't move out. And you know, I had to put this ad on Facebook. I said, nice young man with job looking for older woman, cougar style, to help raise kids. He's 23. And you know, the women's are so picky today, nobody hit back. I said he had a job. They was like, what he look like? I'm like, does it matter what he look like? He up for, I'm giving them to you for free.
I don't think you can do that legally, Pat.
Yes,
you
I can. He got to get out of my house.
I'm pretty sure Lincoln took care of that. I don't know.
There were a couple of
Lincoln.
Left turns along the way.
I just caught that.
He was a president, too.
I know he was. I didn't get to meet him.
Somewhere. All right.
Yeah, well, I got it. You know, any cougars that looking for younger guys? I got one.
Okay. Now, you say you have a problem with insects following you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of citronella?
Citronella?
Yeah, citronella.
No.
You talking about, Christy?
Yeah, those candles that you light to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, them things don't work.
Citronella.
I've set it in between my chest for it to work. Don't work.
That woman's breasts are on fire.
Yeah, no walking around with lights on.
Did you think that was, you thought that was one of your aunts, didn't you, Citronella?
Citronella? Is that one of your aunts?
She's the good cook.
No, actually, I thought that was something to eat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could be. You can get citronella oil. That would be more delicious.
Keep the bugs away. Well, we have to grab some news headlines.
We're
hanging with Ms. Pat here. Pat, Christy, you got anything good over there?
We now have our new intro for testicles in the news.
Yes, we do. Have testicles
Hell
in the news?
Yeah, we do.
Time now for testicles in the news.
Balls, and she's got to take balls.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
A mother of four has appeared in court accused of biting off her boyfriend's testicles in a drunken attack. Martin Douglas, 45, underwent emergency surgery to reattach his genitals after the alleged attack by Maria Topp.
Way to go, girl.
You can reattach them? I thought once they're out, they're done.
Mr. Douglas called the British version of 911 in excruciating pain, and operators struggled to understand what he was saying.
No, kidding.
One slipped out the sack.
Paramedics, who attended to him in his Newcastle apartment, say Ms. Topp was arrested at the time. The victim was forced to spend several days in hospital recovering from his injuries. She's been charged with gross bodily harm, apparently.
Wow.
They were bitten off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That had to
was
be
he
worse.
Sleeping at the time?
It does not say that. There's no detail on how they were bitten off.
See, you got to be careful. When you're fighting with your woman, you don't let her that close to the...
Look at the time on this. Drunken 4 a.m. attack.
Don't you find, though, that if you start fighting with a significant other, you automatically start getting dressed?
I believe she thought she was at Dunkin' Donuts.
Have you noticed that?
No.
So are you assuming that I'm fighting undressed?
Well, let's just say maybe it's just an underwear or whatever in bed, and you start a little disagreement. Don't you find you need to get up and get dressed?
Yeah.
Or am I the only one? Maybe I'm not.
She's not very
me. I don't use an auger when I'm naked.
No, neither do I.
His all eyes right. is usually closed.
All right. Oh,
let's get it over.
We're going to do this until we get it right.
No, seriously. Really?
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up.
More Bob and Tom next from the Napa Studios. Need some B&T stuff? Check out our store at bobandtomstore.com. State law.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself for yet another awe-inspiring episode of Cliff Notes Theater. Today's Cliff Notes Theater, the monumental epic movie, Titanic.
Oh.
Man, this is some boat.
This has been Cliff Notes Theater. Cliff Notes Theater, when you just don't have time to set through the whole movie.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I think we have, is it Leah?
Leah?
Yes.
You know, you're a second Lee in a row. Oh, sorry, same one.
I'm sorry, Leah. Last time we had you on the air, we really couldn't talk to you because we had to play the song Aaliyah, Donnie Ira.
I hope you're not like on your way to work and having to wait.
I just pulled into work.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Sorry.
So are you late yet?
Are we keeping you from something urgent or are you going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me. You're an anesthesiologist. Yeah, big surgery coming up. You got
to. So, Leah, what happened to you?
I broke my foot on my friend's butt in a water slide.
All right, I must know more.
On now, your friend's butt?
In a water slide.
Friend's butt. She had gone down the slide in front of me. It was an enclosed slide, so you couldn't see anything, and she got stuck.
Oh,
well,
no.
I found her.
I hope there was no penetration.
Now, Leah, once you, I guess, engage.
Extract.
Once you hit her with your foot, did that free her?
Oh, yeah. I hit her so hard that she shot out the tube and hit a wall.
Sounds like a well-designed slide, clearly.
Wow. And then you were stuck in the middle with your broken leg.
Foot,
you know, I was going so fast that my foot had slipped up underneath her butt, and she fell back on it when I hit her.
Yeah.
I shot her out, and she hit the wall. I dropped immediately in the water.
Oh, man.
Hold on to my foot because I knew I'd done something bad.
Oh. So was she stuck on something in the slide, or she was stuck in the opening and couldn't get through?
She's extremely well endowed in the chest, and it kind of got her stuck there.
Oh, ouch.
That makes the story even better.
Sure it does.
We hope that her suit came off.
No, she ended up banging her knee pretty good, and they ended up having to call the ambulance for me because I had fractured it and torn it in the tendon. I'd done a lot of damage to my foot.
Wow.
When the paramedics came in.
Well, could we get back to her huge breasts, please?
Leah, breasts are okay, right?
Leah, as exciting as this thing is, no one cares about your foot. Let's be honest. We have thousands of men right now going, could we get back to the huge breasted woman and what's her phone number?
Yeah. How in the world?
They got stuck in a water slide?
Wow.
So you're not. So this isn't one of those ones they've got up, they wave you when it's time to go and.
Yeah, her boobs are probably about the size of a human head.
Really? Boobs as big as your head? I went to a restaurant called that.
Very nice, man. Well, Leah, thanks for holding
Thanks,
on.
Leah.
Sorry for getting you late to work, sweetie.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
I have a little bit more on the story that started this whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the definition of safe sex to a whole new level, the survey in Britain revealed nearly one-third of the adult population has suffered an injury during sex. Pulled muscles were the most common injury, followed by carpet burns, back injuries, a bad neck, or bashing an elbow or knee. Most of the surveyed, 40%, didn't even realize they were injured until the next day.
Uh-huh.
Possibly because they were satisfied,
sure,
if you know what I mean.
Sure.
They were distracted a bit.
As Bob said, how many finished is the question.
Yeah, the survey also
All
found...
All of the guys did, I know that. Mm-hmm.
The riskiest place to do the nasty...
Bathtub,
survey,
moving
bathtub,
car,
bathtub.
Nope, the sofa.
Moving car.
Well,
goes without saying. Oh,
can you let me make this turn, please?
Oh, come on, I can't see.
I think this was in a house.
In a sofa.
The survey found the sofa is the riskiest place to do the deed, followed by the stairs, the car, the shower.
No, we're strictly going with.
I would say stairs would be the most dangerous.
We're going
right
with location, not parts of the body.
Other hazardous places for lovemaking included chairs, the kitchen table, bathrooms.
You're referring to the Bob Eubank story, aren't you?
Yeah, he is.
I certainly
am. Yes, he is.
I certainly am.
one of the classics.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Survey says.
Uh-huh. So, couch and stairs, one and two.
Avoid the couch and the stairs.
I'll get that. Bob and Tom show.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Floyd. Floyd.
I've enjoyed your program today.
Thank you.
It kindly brings up memories.
Christy just hurt herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was timely if she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, injuries can happen at any time, and sometimes you don't even know when they're going to creep up on you. My Uncle Virgil learned he got hurt playing checkers. Hell, it's probably been about 20 years ago, but mm-hmm. you wouldn't think that you could get into doing that.
What did he do?
He lost and shot himself. See, the thing about it was...
He lost and shot himself?
Well, he was real competitive. I'll never forget.
Yes.
what the doctor said at the funeral. He said, Floyd, no matter how many surgeries you have, we can never cut the depression out.
No, I guess not. We were hoping for uplifting stories.
Thanks,
Floyd. Floyd. Floyd.
Oh, wow. You took that loss pretty hard, everyone.
Lost and killed himself?
Playing checkers?
Line six, and this better be good.
All right, I'll get that.
No shooting injuries, please.
Bob and Tom show.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you. Who's this?
Well, just because I love chick, I'm going to have to say Sharona.
Sharona.
One more time.
Oh, never mind. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Sharona, what happened to you?
Well, it actually happened to my dad, but it is well worth the story.
All right.
Of course, when he finds out, he's going to kill me.
That's all right. He doesn't know your name, Sharona, I don't guess. Right.
Yeah, he doesn't know that, so this is good for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, to start out, my mom's a screamer, which is probably a problem in a general
sense. Yeah, I would imagine growing up in a home like that.
I got her a gag for Mother's Day. I mean, I got her a gag gift.
A kerchief, I believe is what she called it.
I meant to say a gag gift.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Keep going, Sharona. Keep going.
Okay. Well, Mom is a screamer, and they had just moved to Florida.
Thanks for repeating it.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Sharona. That's the title of our next album.
Mom is a screamer.
Mom is a screamer.
Or Bob's Zane. Or Bob's Zane's new t-shirt. One of the two.
You say it so nonchalantly.
Well, I'm guessing if you grow up in a household with a screamer, it is kind of an everyday occurrence.
All right.
You know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you just after a while, oh, geez, it's Mom again.
Yes.
Here comes the 4 o'clock.
Mom and Dad are wrestling again.
I'm sorry, Sharona. Back to your story.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Mom and Dad had just moved to Florida, and Mom was moving her plants outside, had the sliding door open and stuff, and a snake came in. Well, he, of course, starts screaming.
Oh, boy.
My dad is upstairs in the jacuzzi tub. He hears her screaming, thinks that this is the, you know, I don't know what coming to get them, but he comes flying out of there, and I don't want to imagine my dad naked, but he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs in, and she's still screaming. He says, what's wrong? She says, a snake has gotten in.
Uh-oh.
So he gets down on his hands and knees and starts looking underneath of the couch.
Uh-huh.
Well, as he's looking under the couch, their dog comes in and decides to give him the hey howdy that all dogs do.
Oh, no.
You know, stick her right in there for a good smell.
Oh.
And he passed out, just flat cold. My mom thought he had a heart attack. Starts screaming again.
Oh, because he thought it was the snake, huh?
Yeah, he thought it was a snake.
By the way,
oh my God,
Sharona, your story is so fantastic. It has so much momentum, and I hate to stop
We're
you
doing
here.
Doing a movie.
Did you call it the hey howdy that all dogs do? You are a literary giant.
The old hey howdy.
I am writing that down for future reference whenever my dogs do that. Oh, they're giving you the Sharona hey howdy.
Uh-huh. It's just a hey howdy.
Well put, my dear.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Well, it gets better.
How's that possible?
So your dad has passed out thinking a snake has just given his sack the hey howdy.
The hey howdy.
When it was in fact the dog. He's passed out. There's still a snake in the room, and they're both naked.
Mom was gardening.
Remember?
Yeah, she was putting plants out.
Oh, I thought he was in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Sorry, naked gardening.
Keep
different,
going.
Different story.
Then what happened?
Well, she calls the EMS. They come to pick him up, and they get him. You know, they find out that he's just passed out, and he's actually okay. But they want to take him in anyways because he's older.
Mm-hmm.
And they put him on the little bed, and as they're beginning to lift it, the snake comes out again. My mom starts screaming again, and then thus setting off their screaming. And they dropped the bed, and it flipped and broke my dad's leg.
We were waiting for the big comedy part of the story.
Oh, man.
So then he gave the hey howdy to the orthopedic surgeon.
Wow.
Did he give a hey howdy to the lawyer for the
oh my God.
opposing
EMS
counsel?
People?
Oh, that's a
good
topper
story.
There. Thanks very much, Sharona.
No problem.
Hey, Sharona, great story, dear.
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, you want to play her out, chick?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I can.
All right,
we must return with more. Dear Bob and Tom, the most dangerous place to have sex in the bathroom at the Minneapolis airport, I ruptured my career, signed the Krager. The Krager.
The Kragenator.
The Kragenator, okay. Be right back.
You're listening to Bob and Tom Extra.